Then they start arresting people in the White House that comes back in and starts destroying the plants where they produce food. Nine have been burnt and blowed up, burnt down, planes fell in them. They caught a fire. They set themselves on fire. It's pretty amazing. Tanks that have run 100 years all of a sudden just blew up out of the blue. He's in jail because he's responsible for burning these big plants that produce a huge amount of food.
Wow.
You see. And so.
Who's that? Bob Feeling out. Who's
shit.
In jail?
Oh, shit.
I just know
you'll
about
find,
one
you'll find
plant.
You'll find
that,
there are nine.
I just heard about one plant. There are nine.
There are nine. You
yeah.
can just look it up. You just look. Who in the government interest has been named responsible for the plant just the arsons? Plant arsons.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so now you see that. Oh, he's on it. See, we tell you, Karen. We tell you.
Bob, you're look it up later. It's not part of my session.
Right. But this is that issue. Bob said it.
And
so
Bob caused it. Bob caused
right.
it because he said it's not going fast enough, not going fast enough.
Right.
Okay, then we'll
right.
burn
right.
them
right.
up.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly
Damn
that.
You,
and,
Bob.
And effects precede cause. Effects
mm-hmm.
precede cause. So that's the reason you ask the questions of, well, what's the condition of my condition, Ion? I'd like to know how I'm doing. And we'll tell you. We don't have no trouble with that. We easy. We're like Sunday morning. We no problem. But then you ask exactly how much environment has changed. And we go, well, now how close are you to it? See? And so if it moves quicker, so it becomes self-fulfilling. This is that tricky part of the place of power. This is what you're talking about. This is what you're talking about. This is in your line of questioning, and that's why we said this way on purpose. It forces you sooner or later to embrace your own power. To despite Bob, or is it to spite Bob? Maybe it's to spite Bob. We're trying to spite Bob, and we can't do it. So you got to get more powerful than Bob in order to survive. That has been said before. You got to get more power than Bob to survive. You can't touch him. Well, as long as we're here, you can't touch him. You can't touch him.
Now, is this just for me or for everybody?
Oh, everybody. It's for everybody because it's the point.
Mm-hmm.
But you're just ahead of the curve. That's all
mm-hmm.
that. All we're saying is you got the words. Bert could have those words. Bert kind of gets those words. He understands
mm-hmm.
the margin call. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about everybody's played fast and loose with their power. Ooh, and they had imitation power. Carolyn, oh, Lord, they thought Alexa was their God, but it ain't. They thought it was. That Alexa's worshiping the human condition, the power, because otherwise there'd be no Alexa. It would be a non sequitur, right? And they go, careful. So it's basically turned on them. It's turned on them. they called someplace paradise, and now they've given it to something else that's fixing to kiss it goodbye. And they've eliminated every other possibility, you see. Because in your day, it's like, well, we're going to shut this down, or we're going to blow this up, or we're not going to have a woman. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to plant my tomatoes and green beans. I'm going to have me a little hog, and they're going to eat the slop that I don't eat. And we're going to kill the hog and put a little sausage, and we're going to survive. We're going to live. Make some corn pones, and we'll be all right. You could make it. You knew how to can food. And the people don't even have mason jars anymore, let alone canned food. Now, you're lucky. You're ahead of the game. Look how much you could freeze dry if they gave a nuclear thing and blew up your farm. You'd have enough freeze-dried food to last a good 25 years. Not that that's what you'd want to eat for 25 years, but you certainly could. You stretched it out. If you eat like Bob, well, not like Bob now. If you ate the way Bob used to eat, you'd have enough for 50 years, but not anymore. You'd have you'd have to go back
yeah,
to puff.
Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Is Tulsi Gabbard compromised by Klaus Schwab because she was in his classes?
At one time, she absolutely was, and she wasn't worth killing. But that's changed because everybody has now seen the light, because they were offered the red pill and the purple pill, and a lot of people took the red pill, or they were recovering from the red pill. But once they wake up, then they go, wait a minute, I want the purple pill. And they take the purple pill, and then they start looking outside, and they go, holy God, this is no place I want to be. I don't want to be here. So in that case,
she
now,
woke up. She woke up.
Yes, she woke up. Okay. Now we're not through. We're not through with her just yet, because there's a way to go. She's got some things to do. She's got some things to do. Because you remember the woman that got replaced, the astronaut's wife?
No.
In Arizona, Gabby, that got killed or shot.
Oh, okay. Shot.
That supposedly recovered. She supposedly recovered, but we know she died. Okay. That he is another one who is as far liberal as you could go, you see. He's also changing. Yeah. So we're holding in abeyance some of these. We're not going to make everybody become a retrobate. Some will.
Reprobate.
By default.
Reprobate.
Some will. Right. Some will by default, but not all. And so we're going to give them the, Bob says, let's give them a chance. Let's give them the right to be wrong. Let's give them the right to be wrong. And if they'll play it out, because in his world, he don't care. See, they're making everything right or wrong. He don't care. Don't affect him.
Yeah, so anyway, with Tulsi, she seems to be on, you know, on her game, and she could be the president at some point, but I was concerned about her, so.
What happened was she went through what they call rumspringa. She went through a rumspringa, but now she's coming back home.
Throw a rumspringa on with that. Okay. I don't care. She went through a shift. That's all. She shifted.
Like the Amish people do rumspringa. When they're kids, they go off on their own, and they can have
She took a year off.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll to find out that they want to come back and become Amish, get a good Amish wife and get an Amish beard and be happy with no, become a good life and come back to the land of the Luddites.
Okay, back to interspersed here, my question. Yeah.
Can't live in negative pH. And we go, that's exactly right. We don't wish that on them either. So here's the parallel. So you can say, this is how you explain it. You say, just like Holy Week, the Holy Week where they tried Jesus and they whooped him. He had to tote the cross. He had to tote chromosome 14. And then they whooped him and they beat him up. And he was bleeding. And he was starved. And he was all this kind of stuff. And he needed bread. And the devil said, well, you can turn these stones into bread and the living white stones into bread and live forever. He didn't do it. He died. They put the thorn of crowns on his head. They pierced his side with the spear of destiny, and the water came first and then the blood. Okay?
Yeah.
These are the stages of apprehension in this process of laying out exactly what an ascended body does. All right? So he's stone cold. Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? Eli, Eli, Abu Sabatani, why have you forsaken me? And so then they put him in the grave. Then the stone, here we go back to the stone, was rolled away. And he was on the Emmaus road. And his ascension was then soon completed. But the rose of Sharon, that crown of thorns, was applied to that body. So there it connects every step of the way. And it's not about some religious, dogmatic, karmatic jizz. It's not that at all.
Yeah.
It gives you the examples of what the body has to go through for ascension. Because if Jesus didn't ascend, the church is fucked. If Jesus didn't ascend, the church is fucked. Because he's the one supposed to come save them all, remember?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So the heart of the matter is the matter of the heart. And now your details, which are amazing, your details, they're amazing. Because what you're doing is you're putting it together from the regular people so that a Catholic priest could listen to you talk and not go vomit or throw up or go kill himself. Because you're not trying to push against them. You're not inviting them to dinner, but you're not trying to push against them. Okay, that's fine. Then the next phase is, then you've got the Joe Dunn Sloans that wouldn't have it for 30 seconds. They're not, no one's offended. Because now every level or tier, even the Buddhist, figures out the homeostasis balance that allows the body to change to the new Miller equivalent of a body life force. But you have to apply power, a huge, vast amount of power to sustain it. That's what coming to your power that you already got is. Okay, here's that. Here's how that works. You have a house. Well, you have a couple houses, but your mansion on a castle on a hill, it's got wars that run into the house. But you also got your solar stuff. You got all kinds of access to power in your world, all right? But how much access, how much power do you have access to? Well, Carolyn, you got access to all of it. But here's what happens. Easy. You got breakers. You got transformers. You got cut downs. You got to plug it in the extension cord. It runs so far. You plug in something else, and it always goes to the nth degree, the end of that electrical cord. It's always flowing through it, even when the switch is off. The power's still in that line. The power's still in that cord. And you have bus stops or disconnects, breakers, that'll flip the breaker if there's a surge. What we're trying to do is get rid of those breakers so that, all that power can flow freely through you and there's no blocks. That's the man, little man condition. And so now all that medical stuff we just went through, that's important. But you're going to need power to keep the lights on. To let your light so shine before me and that they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 7. So then that becomes the exampled rub. So Bob can be happy because then he can take that to Croker and see how the angels are going to solve this. Or maybe a little LaRouche. Yeah.
Now, is there, about season 2, episode 5 of A Better Earth, is there any point in going over the notes that Bert gave me? Because I have not watched the episode.
Watch it.
But he gave...
You got time. Watch it. Because you'll pick up, because you see things different.
Okay.
And you'll take a different take on it. And your questions will be very different. Now, his notes are going to be superb. There's no contest because he beats it to death. There's no question there.
Yeah.
But if you apply the top, sometimes when you apply topically, you apply the topic, then you have a different perspective. And that's good.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'll watch that. It got a 2 out of 5 stars by someone who watched it.
Yeah.
Can't be very good.
Well, listen, you need to listen to Charlie Munger and Warren Buffett's board meeting. You know, they have their meeting with the investors at Berkshire Hathaway, and you need to look at what they said really closely because they're all going to cash. And they're and you have to listen to what they said. You have to listen to what they said. What they said was that they want to be able to reemerge. Not if the it slows the economy. Not if it's this recession.
But if it stops.
Stops. That's right. That's what Warren Buffett says. We want to reserve some cash so if the market stops, we'll be okay. That's never been said before. It's never happened before.
Yeah, but that's going to happen.
Yeah, and they're aware of it because they've been listening to fucked up Bob. But Charlie has. Warren Buffett cannot stand J.R. Bob Dobbs. Cannot stand him. But Charlie knows what's going on. So that's how Charlie gets smart.
The Dow down 3% to 32,900.
1,063 points today.
Down 1,000, yeah.
And we were at 36,000 a minute ago, and now we're 32,000.
Yeah, I got it.
Just like that. And nobody even had the hiccups. They all got drunk on their own liquor, and they don't even have the hiccups. It's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, Bob, you're on.
That's great, Carolyn. You're doing great, darling. You're doing great. You're doing better than you know. I don't know. I don't feel like it sometimes, but you're doing great, and you're following your own rules. That's where most of these people, these hypocrites, won't follow their own rules. You at least follow your own rules. That's good. That's good.
Thank you, Ian. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Always.
Over to the man. Go, Bob.
J.R. Bob Dobbs, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you very much. Greetings, Ion.
Hey, big stuff, what's up?
Well, I'm just looking at Ion and Bob to see if they posted the office hours, but I see the mention of the movie. Is 2,000 Mules going to expose a lot to people?
Yeah.
The movie is called 2,000 Mules.
We know it well. But most people are so into themselves.
Yeah.
They won't notice. You're the only one that would actually look at it to get the esoteric between the line meaning. Now, you'll have to watch it 18 times or back it up and go forward and back it up and go forward. You know, it's like you in The Blacklist. You got to watch it 18 times to figure out what the plot's about. But once you get it, you got it. Ain't no question. But it's not an easy watch.
You have to pay attention to it.
Well, to get what you're asking the question, are people going to get a lot of stuff out of it? If they watch it like you, yes. If they're playing Tetris on their iPhone while they're watching it, probably not.
Right.
Most people are scrubbing their twatter. They're rubbing their twatter while they're watching the movie. So, you know, I don't know how it does them any good, but it does what it does. So that's good enough.
The government has dumped $7 trillion. Why are they dumping it?
They have to. $8 trillion. They can't hold it. They can't hold it on their books.
Why not? What, they had it on their books. What changes it so they can't hold it?
Okay. Put in your notes right here. Ion suggested anybody who wants the answer to that question, they should watch the movie called Margin Call. Margin Call.
I think I saw that. That's been out for a while?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. You can watch it.
Which reminds me, I forgot to do this. Let's just check that. Bring up the... Right, I've got to do that. Margin Call, let's see if I wrote that in my list here. Margin. Nope. No Margin Call. So that's a recent movie?
Pretty recent.
But aside from watch the movie, which is a drag, is it like...
Oh, no, you'd actually like this one. It takes you back to your New York days.
Yeah, but it requires time to do it. Is this something...
Watch it during office hours.
Yeah. Is the $7 trillion a debt? They owe money to somebody?
Uh-huh. Okay, we can explain it this way. What the government has done, okay? If you think you won't, and then because it's true. Now, we're not saying doing something fictitious. They're being honest about what they're fixing to do. But it's fixing to be nasty.
Are they going to announce that they're dumping the $7 trillion?
They already did. Mr. Powell already did. In the presser where he announced that he was going to raise the prime rate, or what they charge banks to borrow money, is raising it 50 basis points, which is a half of 1%. 50 basis points. All right, he says, and then in that same sentence, that was the news flash. And then he says, and we're going to be liquidating $7 or $8 trillion in bonds. Remember that.
No problem to do that. What's the problem of doing that?
They're having a problem with liquidity right now, Bob. They're having a problem with liquidity. If you dump those bonds. People are going to buy them, okay, with what? With money. So now you just put $8 more trillion back into the coffer from dumping bonds that now the government owes for, because it was fictitious. But you don't own them products. Remember them products? Remember them products that you're selling them? You don't have that money. That's not your money. That's got to pay the loan that you used to pump new Capstone up with.
See,
this money they're pumping into the economy to make the economy be something they don't own.
Right. Because they have, too much of a debt already. They have too much of a debt already.
And so they're using debt to make debt. So you're using
so
debt to make the increase your big picture, your volume. But after a little while, you have to have that at some level that makes it balanceable. Otherwise, you have inflation, deflation, depression, recession, or a boom economy. And see, Trump was doing really good with that because he had everything moving. The mimeograph machine was spinning so fast nobody ever noticed. There was money, new money coming in, new money going out, new money was coming. No problem. Nobody even noticed. Everything was great. Everybody was working. Everybody had money. Everything was cheap. It was full. Fuck. Let's go. That's called capitalism. And it was working. And Trump spent as much money as anybody else. But Biden did it and then stopped everything where they couldn't pump oil and they couldn't do this and they couldn't do that and on and on and on and on and on.
Okay, so so the government will dump it. What will be the effect of this dumping? You just said depression,
it will be,
recession, depression.
It'll be the greater depression, the one you missed, the one you missed in 2009. You remember that one? You had that grim day when you and JW went through it and he told you what was happening going on and you were like, what? And then it happened and then they had the TARP, the Toxic Access Recovery Program for fuck's sake. And then they paid it all back. We paid it all back. No problem. We got it all back.
Hey, Ion, just to clarify, I don't think you ever admitted it. Did you pay the TARP?
It wasn't that much
money. Did the mountain? Beg your pardon?
It wasn't that money. It wasn't that much money.
Yeah. Did you pay it? Did the mountain pay it? Who paid it?
We didn't say.
And you're not going to say.
We're like the Bee Gees at this point. We're just trying to stay alive.
Right. And you paid it. A friend of ours of us paid it. That's what you did.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the back to Trump. In the Bible, they talk about 7 years of I don't know, I can't remember what it was called, and the 3.5 years of good times.
It's not the tribulation, it's the trebulation. They're putting the trebler on them. It's the trebulation, Bob.
Yeah, I got that.
That's what Laura Ingraham said, anyway.
Right, so in the tribulation, they got 3.5 years of good times and 3.5 years of bad times. So is it accurate to say that 3.5 years was the era of Trump, the good times, first 3.5 years, and then the bad 3.5 years is Biden, right? That's the way
so
it goes.
Far. But see, now, even if you get rid of Biden tomorrow, no problem. You're still going to have the trouble. You can't undo this. You can't undo this. It's not undoable.
Well, is that you can blame Trump for pretending to create good days, 3.5 years of good times?
No, you don't even have to do that. You don't even have to do that because he's going to fight like fire. He's winning. This the best thing that ever happened to Donald, just like the best thing that ever happened to you, Bob, was Matthew David Hurtado. The best thing in the world that ever happened to Donald J. Trump was Joseph Robin Biden and his successors.
Right.
Best thing that ever happened. Because now everybody's saying, oh my God, the days of Trump. I'd sit and listen to tweets all day long. I'd tweet tweets of tweeting if I could just pay $1.75 a gallon of gas rather than $6.75 per gallon of gas. This is getting nasty, Bob, because it's going to bleed through even if you don't have a truck. It's going to bleed through to everything. Because everything's got to be added too. Zimbabwe money, Bob. Zimbabwe money.
Okay. You're just saying that just before the truck, Biden them. Why is the Biden scene stopping? Why is it bad? Because he stopped the economy?
We don't know exactly how to say it, so we're going to try it.
Well,
like
let me
this.
Ask it this way. Let me try this.
It may go bad if we do it that way.
Why are the Biden times bad times? What did he do that was different from Trump?
Okay. What he did was he went complete, instead of going hard right, he went communist left all
yeah.
the way too far. You know, he went past Venezuela, and they're already eviscerated. There's nothing left of Venezuela,
right.
and we're further along than they are, you see. And so
okay.
what,
he
doing
went
it all,
communist.
He doing it all fictitious. Went, well, yeah, kind of straight-up hard communist, which aligns with his bedfellers, China. And they've impeached Trump over one perfect conversation, one perfect telephone call. With, who was that call with, Bob? Ukraine.
Okay,
that's
listen.
Who the phone call was, and they impeached him over it.
Right. Now, the bedfellows are the Chinese. Are you saying the Chinese control, the CCP controls the American government? What the White House does?
No, we wouldn't say that. We wouldn't say that. Well, we could say that, and it wouldn't be wrong because they own a lot of bonds. Those bonds, you know, that are fixing to be worthless.
Well,
we
have said it before. What it is, it's the war in heaven. And so one faction of the aliens owns the White House, right? So you get that? One faction of the White House owns the one faction of the aliens owns the White House, and that's part of the war in heaven because the angels are mixed in with the aliens. That's who's causing the Biden era, correct?
Correct. And that's why the Biden regime doesn't care. Nasty Pelosi has been doing this for several days, Bob. She went through Reaganomics. She lived through Jimmy Carter's shit. She knew what it was all about. She knows this is fucked up. But she knows that that's not going to matter in about 2 seconds. Because all this terribleness that's going to be, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was right. You only had 12 years left, so eat, drink, and be merry, because forever soon you're fixing to die. So when you go out like that, you're right. They're just saying blow it out. So that's what they've done. Trillion after trillion after trillion.
Yeah, Pelosi is on a suicidal thing. She thinks she's going to die, and that's why she doesn't care.
Yeah. That's correct.
But
and
there,
the
is
alien,
no Pelosi.
Got,
there is no,
she's got
there is no Pelosi.
She's got, you
listen,
have to wait. And
Ryan.
No, you have to listen. We got to finish the sentence first. Before you say that, because it, the point is not that point. The point is the aliens are going to control it. And so you can call it whoever you want to or however you want to call it. The frame of Pelosi is what you want to say. It doesn't make any difference. All that is past because none of it's real.
Yeah.
None of this that we're looking at, that we're seeing is real. So they put a fence around the Capitol. And then they put the white wall up so you can't see the Capitol. Okay, they don't even know, but nobody even knows where the Pentagon is anymore. It's kind of disappeared. You know, you used to have the shots of the Pentagon. Now you don't even see the Pentagon no more. Then they put the big fence around the Capitol or the White House. They put the big fence around the White House, plowed it up, put the big cement things in there. Okay, that's fine. And the only thing left was the Supreme Court. Now they put the fencing up at the Supreme Court. So the trifecta is on us, Bobby.
Right. So the aliens. This is the A2 Pentagon aliens who are doing this, correct? Not the new aliens.
We wish it were that easy. We wish it were that
so
easy.
So it's mixed.
No. We wish it was that easy. We could just say, they're just getting together. They're you know, the two gangs are going to get together and go whoop some other gang. No, it's not like that. The A2s are getting ready for the fight that they know is coming. The A2s want to keep their spot. The A2s want to keep this Earth. They want everything below the 33rd parallel. But the new aliens coming ain't going to have it. They're not going to have it. They're going to take it all if they get their way.
Right. That's the B2. That's B2.
Unless you pull it off. Unless you pull it off.
Yeah, that's B2. B2 is coming. Mm-hmm. Are they stronger than the A2?
Doesn't matter. Strength has nothing to do with it. It's not capacity. It's prowess. It's not capacity.
Okay.
It's prowess. There's more.
Have they got more prowess?
There's more B2. There's more B2. There's more B2. It's hard to kill. Like you, Bob, it's hard to kill an alien. Hard to kill them. So it's tough.
Okay.
B2s battle. Are much. There's many more. Much more. Let's do aliens. Let's do aliens, but then stop.
No, hold it. Hold on a second. Let me just get this question. The B2s, have they fought the A2s before? Is this a one-time fight?
No. It's been going on since the earth began.
Right.
That's why the earth began.
It will happen again?
No.
No, because we'll be in Andromeda. We'll be on Andromeda.
This is it. This is once this is settled, the ascended ones will be out of that soup. There won't have to be any bother anymore. You won't have anything to fight.
Right.
To fight for with.
Right. So you said the beginning of the reality in Earth, the fallen condition, began with this war.
Yes.
That was part of the beginning.
War in heaven. War in heaven. Yeah. That's right. And now heaven came
and
down. And
that means angels.
Heaven's coming down.
Angels. What'd you say? What comes down?
Heaven came down. That's what happened. And so now
and
you
that
got
means,
two-thirds. You got to let me finish the sentence now. You got two-thirds of the angels in heaven. One-third of the angels was cast here in the earth. And so the other two-thirds are coming back to whoop the one-third. But there's not really that battle because they could fight in heaven. They're going to do that. No, no, no. The battle is over the power in the individual human being. If the humans take their power back, the war is over. We'd like to say the war is already over, but y'all still prisoners of war.
Right. The angels, two-thirds come down, but that's mixed in with aliens. Angels and aliens are close,
well,
not exact.
You won't be able to tell the difference because an angel is an alien, but there are also aliens that are not angelic.
Right.
But if you go with the original Greek, if you take the ancient Greek, you won't be able to tell the difference.
Right. And the angels are looking for Bob. So are the B2 aliens looking for Bob, but the B2 aliens aren't really out to kill Bob right away. Maybe the angels are, but not
you
the
hold
B2
too much,
aliens.
You hold too many answers. That's the only reason
right,
that you're going to get away with this. You hold too many answers. And for the first time, we've never accused you of lucidity, Bob. Never have we ever accused you of lucidity. But for the first time, you actually have enough tactile, visceral knowing to be able to argue this point. You can do it.
Right. And I kind of did it on office
long
hours.
Time.
No, I
come
did it on
time.
Tailgate. Tuesday night, I did it on tailgate.
Yeah.
We made a top. How Bob solves the world problems again.
Yeah.
But see, that's
and then
the
you undid it all till 6 o'clock in the morning, till 6 o'clock in the morning playing Zippy Zappa.
Right. So, but see, the angels, aliens, so why are the aliens, the angels don't want access to Ion. They just want us to kill Bob. That's different from the aliens. The aliens want the answers.
Yeah.
Why don't the angels want the answers? They don't need them.
They want to win. They want to win the war. They want to win the war.
The aliens don't want to win the war?
No, they just want the parts that you don't keep. If you negotiate
right.
They'd rather have
right.
the whole earth and say, fuck y'all. And if y'all don't sin, there's going to be nobody to fight them.
Right. The aliens are not concerned about whether we ascend or not.
Correct. They don't really care.
Even though
they're not even embracing. They see you as already having that power. But it's like there's nobody home but the lights and they're out.
Right. So the B-1-2 aliens are the tech body running the Information People magazine level, I like to say. That is the Pentagon aliens, the A-2, have mixed with the tech body to make the B-1 guys who are running the news world, the Information Society, which today you call the tech body.
Okay. We like that. No, we like that. That's fine. Because it is a race. And it is a hard race because what's happening is if you see now what's happening is before the tech body was whooping everybody's ass. I mean, they were they were killing it. But now you see people are starting to come back and say, that ain't right. Well, that ain't right. Well, that ain't right. And then they come to find out, what? Hunter Biden had a laptop. You goddamn whore bitch motherfucking sons of whores. Mm-hmm. You said it was Russian information. You mean it really was? Oh, wait a minute now. Hold on, Myrtle. Hold on. Now, hold on now, goddamn it. We listen to y'all go on and on and on about that shit. And then you go on a little bit further and you go, wait a minute. You mean there was problems with the election? in 2020? What? You told us. Wait. You mean you have proof? Adam Schiff lied. Adam Schiff can't lie. He's a politician. They're not allowed to lie. They take an oath or something. They don't get to lie. They're not supposed to lie. So it's all coming back, swinging the pendulum hard the other way. So that's where humans take their power back. And that's when this glass menagerie becomes ever so transparent.
Right. So a lot of people have been, since Trump lost, have been saying, you know, get Hillary and these guilty people in the stolen election and murder them, tribunal them, run them through the courts, put them in jail, hang them for treason. And the people who want that, for them, it represents getting our power back. If we get rid of this this burden of Hillary-ing them, then the people are loosened up a bit to get their own power, or it is a big distraction from getting your own power.
No, it's not a distraction. You have to look good. You need to go to Ed Long's site, look at some of the Tiki Top, and you look at the people, everybody that's standing around the president. If you'd engage in media ecology a little bit, you sure talk a lot about it to not engage any more than you do. You'd see everybody on there got the little pin. You can freeze the screen, blow it up, and you can see they're all marshals. Since when are marshals covering the presidency? The Secret Service protects the president. They're all, it's all a can of wax. It's all marshals.
Why are marshals?
All,
the marshals are. The marshals
they're all
are.
Arrested. They're all arrested.
Oh, the marshals are the jailers. Okay, I get that. Mm-hmm. So So on Ed's site, it says the Department of Justice or somebody, Attorney General, stood up to the Clinton Mafia and demanded the documents from Sussman. That's bad news for Hillary, or the entity known as Hillary, right?
Yeah. Well, what it does is it's like Lafferty's ice cream parlor. They're going to piss in all the ice cream. They're fixing to piss in the ice cream. They're going to ruin it all. But that's the demand that they're going to demand. And they'll give it or don't give it or do it or don't do it or whatever. It really won't matter. Because in the days of Elijah, it ain't going to matter what they come up with. That's the whole rub. Because
why? Because of the starvation? Because of the other stuff, the starvation.
Yeah. Fill in the blank. And so now everybody's raging about abortions and ain't anybody, nobody even fucking no more. They all on the TikTok. Mm-hmm. They not making love no more. Ain't no babies even being made unless they're alien mix hybrids. Like the cars are trying to sell, the hybrids.
Right. Okay. So if Trump comes back in some way, which you say it's going to be viceroy of the new feudal situation, does the Trump image excite people? If he comes back, then people feel empowered. Right?
Now,
that helps
now,
people get their
now,
power back.
Even the people that voted for Joe Biden, that's them now. You know, fuck that shit. He think he's dirty. He made the deals to get to be president. Now he takes all the oil. He gonna open up the reserve, the national reserve, to help the gas prices. And what he do with half of it? Sold it to goddamn China.
Right.
How'd that help gas prices? He sold it to China.
But see, that's the tech body and the Pentagon aliens making Biden look stupid. Why are they making Biden look stupid? They want to make people feel depressed?
No, they're trying to. They're telling everybody who exercised their power to vote, quote, quote, that they were stupid. They were stupid.
Right. So that's
and
the
that's
way.
What everybody that's feels the, now. Now, everybody swings back. Everybody swings back and says, well, I'm not going to be stupid again. Oh, hell to the fuck. No, I got this.
Right.
And after a little while, agree? Bob, in about a minute, they're not going to be anybody to answer to. It's going to be, remember how we said feudal? Wild West, I don't like you. No, I don't like you. Bam! Okay, I really didn't like you. And they're not going to call 911, and they're not going to be no grand jury to say it. They're going to be a jury of your peers. Because once you go one more step down, everywhere will start to look like New York City, which is a joke, and everything will start to look like Los Angeles, which you can't even walk through now. You used to like that place.
Let me tell you guys a story.
Okay.
I think I sent you the news clip where some guy came into a concealed carry gun class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got the picture? And tried to rob them. And then
right.
he runs out. And the cops come and grab him. He runs away. Four guys shoot up this burglar, this robber.
Uh-huh.
Four
uh-huh.
guys, had
they,
guns.
Well, now they call.
Yeah.
People in the class run after the robber.
Yeah.
And they shoot him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
everybody
they call the police. No, wait. They call the police. The police come and they almost get him, but the police lose control of it. The police don't. They lose control of it. One of the officers gets injured, and the other three or four people, come up, run up behind him, and just blew him up. Laid him down in the parking lot. It's priceless. Is that the storyline?
So people are carrying guns. You're shocked at people carrying guns. Yeah.
I know that.
All right. They normally didn't before.
Just,
Carol.
So, just for the record, Karen has shot a gun. I'd like you to be able to say that with a straight face, Mr. Dobbs.
Hey, Carolyn. Yeah, people didn't carry guns like they are today. That's your
Hell
point,
no.
Carolyn? Carolyn.
Nobody did.
What are you saying? What are you surprised at? That people are carrying guns? Americans carry guns. So
carrying guns and using them.
Yeah.
Right.
So
and killing people in the Palomar.
Yeah. So they killed the guy. He's dead. Right. So you think people are a little more cowboy-like, Wild West, mm-hmm. frontier, than they were. Okay.
And what astounds us, and what astounds us is that actually made the news clip.
Yeah.
That's what astounds us. Is that even anybody? It wasn't. You didn't see it on Matt Drudge. I'll tell you that. You didn't see it on the Drudge Report.
Right. So let's do this. So the ridiculous spectacle of Biden's uselessness is of being allowed by the Pentagon aliens or angels or somebody. Something is allowing it to happen because it looks bad for people, but they quote wake up. They wake up. That's what you're saying. What's funny?
We think that's so clever. You're so clever. How easy you are to place the blame. That's so wonderful. You don't rear back and say,
You don't rear back and say,
well, enough of this big pharma. We're dying with him. Well, enough of this banking system. Finally, you got all the money in the world, and you destroy the money monetary system. That's beautiful, Bob. You got the tiger by the tail. That's great.
Okay.
And
swapping
your fortunes for some 8-track tapes. Craziest thing we've ever seen in our lives. It's unbelievable.
In all this scenario, you sort of discourage us saying the aliens are behind the Biden spectacle, but this time we're allowed to say it here on May 5th. Are we allowed to broadcast?
We're just laughing. We're just, yeah.
Are we allowed to broadcast it?
Yeah, do it, please. We wish you would. Yeah. Just don't put it on your Facebook page. You don't piss off the Rothschilds. That's all we need.
Right. So you talk about me causing it. That's because Carol and I, you and JW, are the four horsemen of the apocalypse, correct?
Mm. Well, we defer to you, Bob. We defer to you.
Oh, if I declare it, that is.
Yeah, we're the worker bees. We have to make your word true. That's what our job is. We've got to keep you right. Karen's got to keep you alive, and we got to keep you from becoming a liar.
Right.
She keeps alive, and we keep you from being a liar, so it's all good.
Right. So if I don't declare that I'm the four horsemen, part of the four horsemen, then it's not going to happen.
Well, it doesn't matter because it's already done. Doesn't matter. You've destroyed it now. It's over. People are going to their schools of higher learning and demanding a refund.
Okay.
We didn't pay for that class. I don't care. I want it back. I want my grant money back. I got a grant money. I want my grant money back. I ain't smart. I got an MBA and a PhD and a made shit up and an MSU. I got all kinds of stuff. And I'm making $12.75 an hour at the Walmart. So, yeah, we're going to have a problem. I need my money
back. Ion, this leads to this next issue.
Hey, there's an issue.
On May,
oh, Lord.
On May 5th, yeah, on May 5th, in England time, Mr. Rothschild requests access to Bob's domain, Facebook page.
Yes.
What is the significance of that happening on May 5th? Mr. Evelyn,
you did want to play this. Is that true?
No, we won't play this if you're objecting to it. I follow your instructions.
No, no, we won't. We won't. We will not. We will not. We will not object. What we're asking is, if you would like to play it, we can choose words crafty enough that it will be permissible. But if you don't,
I'm not
going to
play it.
Plain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to play it.
You're not.
I don't,
okay. You heard that, Carolyn. When he forgets, Carolyn, and says, "Oh yeah, I did do that." So this will be that part where we'll go back to the tape, check the time on the 38 mark when you said you're not going to play.
I came up, Karen, with an alibi about 2 hours ago. I said, oh, I can say that. I can't remember what it is. I could say some reason to Rothschild, but I forgot it. That's the problem here, Bob. It's a little late for Bob. He's 100 years old. He's a little fucking agile. Or, I don't even know the right word. He's a little adult.
Now he's begging the whippersnapper Rothschild to come fill in the gaps. That's pretty good. Bob with the whippersnappers now, 90-year-old.
Yeah.
They're just trying to hold their own. So the question
we're not
is,
broadcast
here's
it.
The issue.
Gonna...
All right, here's the issue. This connection, the last conversation that JW had got worked out trying to get details, he's just trying to figure it all out and get stuff done. He don't give a shit about all this crap. He's like Karen. He could care less. Do whatever you're going to do and do it quickly. No matter. Let's go. We're busy. Let's go. So that contact had been ongoing from Victoria, Queen Elizabeth II, and Prince Philip. The
contact
to work
with
out.
JW or JW's grandparents?
No, with JW. With JW. Well, maybe a little bit of both, but for sure, this most recent, the Sandringham connection. Okay, so that got worked out, and then they were very careful not to pretend to negotiate your generosity. They don't really care. But they don't want to negotiate your generosity. They don't really care, but they don't want to negotiate your generosity. So permission was asked and given after I talked to you to say, can they contact you? And you said yes. I said, okay. So I gave them the telephone number. And they didn't say that they called and you didn't answer, which I'm probably is what really, really, really happened, knowing the way that things go now. And then the next thing I know, they're interrupting to have another conversation. Is it okay if we have contact or access to Bob? They said, yes, if he'll answer. And now if you'll give me your numbers, I'll give him, he can call you. Oh, no, 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 we don't want him to have
you
to
already
do that.
Told them that. Why is this second phase sounds like the first phase?
Because
you already
they
told
didn't
them
do
they
it.
Could do it.
I know.
Oh,
they didn't
then
do
they
it.
Asked,
or it wasn't comfortable.
They asked yeah.
Now the crown.
Bob was comfortable.
Now the crown asked. And then you get a Rothschild and your Facebook page.
So
great.
There you go. So what
you asked for it.
To do?
You asked for it. You demanded attention from powers higher than thee. And so now you got some powers. Now guess what, Karen? Guess what? He's laughing now, but he's gonna be crying for his go with all his attention. But he's gonna be worse than Phil Donahue. Worse than Mike Douglas. You'll be worse than Mike Douglas. It's not good. Arsenio Hall. Ooh, 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 ooh,
why
ooh,
will it? Why is it not good?
Because you don't want that. You don't want that attention. You're actually asking for. You're not interested
really?
In the attention. You're actually Carolyn. Now watch over you. How's your peripheral vision, Bob? Is it good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good. Because this is where, when you say, oh, really? This is where Carolyn will run with the frying pan and going to smack you in the head, laughing herself to death with that, what you just said. And she creams your heat-oppressed brain. No, Bob, you can't stand that exposure. You're going to have that exposure with the aliens. And that's what you asked for. And you're going to get that. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, you want to do a salon with the goddamn Queen of England.
They need some help, I think. I think they need some help.
Well, she's quite
and
the
I could give them help.
Bob. I don't know. She's quite the conversationist, Bob. I don't know how you'll get a word in edgewise.
Yeah. I know. But she's not a narcissist as much as me yet.
That's true. That's her hope.
Like it just be a little more
narcissistic. That's what she ascribes to, so it's good.
So is Rossell going to have his people monitoring what I post?
No. There'll be connections. Don't worry. You'll become chummy, and the phone will ring, and it'll be okay, and there'll be permission. And they know how to do this, Bob. Fuck. You're so weird. They know everything you do already. They're not going to come. They're not going to ring the bell. They're not going to send Jimmy. Don't worry about that. Because that would be too obvious, because it wouldn't get them what they're after. You're too good at this. Hell, Mae Russell couldn't even get to you, and she's pretty good.
Yeah. So you, they couldn't get through JW, so they got to go through me, is what they perceive.
And you seem to be enough, because doesn't matter what JW says, if you say something different, that's the way it goes. So,
right.
We'll figure.
Okay.
We'll figure.
Is the Queen's people, not the Queen, is the Queen's people listening on the spot right now?
No. They're not. We keep ahead of that. But they do have unfettered access. Like, they could interrupt it, but they can't listen in. Not like that they're listening. But they listen to they have people listening to everything else.
You mean my regular phone calls or Carolyn's calls?
Every recording, every Bob, every Ion and Bob, every information blogspot.com, information farm, all that shit. Old shit, new shit. They even went back through the whole nine yards since we've been talking about Bob Marshall. Even goddamn went back to the stupid CKLN shit. You really were a maniac back then, Bob. You were actually running things before you were running things. And it's kind of like, why would he have permission? Why would he be telling a letter to Prince Charles? What? Why did we know about this?
So what do they make of me and their surveillance of me? I'm just a ridiculous wild card, and they don't understand why, Bob. How did he do it?
I don't know.
They're puzzled.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. So it doesn't matter what they think of you. Bob, you're messing this up now. Stop. Listen to what you're saying. You caused this. You said this was coming. FEMA cramps. You said all this stuff is coming down, and all this stuff is going to be, the world's going to be torn up, turvy. All markets are going to be destroyed. Big farmers destroyed. Media card is gone. Education is gone. You don't know what the hell you're trying to do. You're trying to get everything is an educated fool's errand. And it's like,
They're all going to disappear.
Yeah. Well, okay, and now that's happening, and you're surprised.
Well, I had to wait a long time and forgot what I was waiting for.
Now it comes out. Now you're gonna be embarrassed by your unabashed patience that you've had waiting on your words to come to pass. Okay. Yeah. We'll give you that.
Does Bobby Inman and the KGB, whoever's the head of that, do they know that and the aliens
Project
is the big
Sapphire.
Project Sapphire. So they know that how Bob deals with the B2 aliens is the issue. They all know that, right?
Well, for some reason, the B2 aliens hold you in reverence, and there's no good reason for it. That's what Carolyn's taken aback by. She's like, "Oh my God!" She says, "Ion, are you sure it's the right one to have Bob be in charge of all this? Are you sure that's the best?"
Okay, Ion.
But so you have their attention.
Right. So they do know something's up. They may not understand it. They don't know about Ion or don't believe in Ion, but they know that the alien thing is the big drama coming up.
They don't care about that.
Right?
They
know
yes,
that.
They don't. Yeah. Yes, but they don't care about that. What you're noting doesn't make any difference. They want access to the power. They need that. You need the key master. Remember the little myosin finger sitting on the mantle? The little myosin, little bobblehead, a little bob, and the bobblehead, bobble, and stuff. You're looking through the keyhole. You need a gatekeeper and you need the keymaster. And once you have those together, the Osterglogen opens.
The Osterham?
Well, we say Hagen. Yeah, we say Hagen. Because it's German,
right?
Hagen, Osterhagen.
That's right. Nick is on about the the Osterham or Osterhagen.
When you match that, then those binding the ties that bind are broken. A broken vessel of light. A broken vessel of light.
Did you say when I announce it? When I announce it, what do we announce? The Osterhagen?
No, you won't announce that. You'll just say we've come to a great deal. We're working. You'll come up there. You'll come up there and say, America, the world, I'm J.R. Bob Dobbs, and I want to invite you to the Church of the Seeing Sub Genius of Apostolic Faith and Doctrine. And I want to tell you right now, I'm working hard for you.
I'll be able to finally say that, Gerald. I'm working hard for you.
And I've come to this laudable conclusion. It's going to be all right. Just because I'm going to make it all right. Me and my little buddy. we're going to work this out. Because we got things. We got some stuff to figure out. But we got you under control. So y'all just relax and go get you some marijuana cigarettes. And get some. And try some of that. Try some of that new fentanyl. Oh, it's all the rage. Get you a lot of that. It's good. It's good stuff. It's very relaxing.
So since I have all the power, it's all a done deal, it doesn't matter if I expose the Rothschilds and post and play this, correct?
Correct. Well, you know, they don't mind. They know. Of all the people in the world, fuck, they know. Why the hell do you think they'd be fucking with you? If they had it worked out, if they had their own eye on, they wouldn't be talking to you. We can promise you that. They would not be talking to you. But they don't.
They don't have their own eye on. So,
and they've lost, and they had the world. Now stop. They have the world, or did. See?
Yes.
Now all they got is a bunch of houses, and what's left. There's seven tuppins left in the Bank of England, we think.
So, Carol, we can have fun on Saturday and play the private session. We're talking about my new suitor. Carol, shake your head. You can't take that. It's still
SMH.
The little Carol. It's a little intimidated by this.
SMH. Put him in SMH. That's right. Well, they may give Carolyn AstraZeneca. That'd be a nice gift. That's in Ukraine.
What did you just say, the SMH? You said the SMH.
SMH. Karen was shaking her head.
That's right, yeah.
Shaking my head.
Okay. Well, that will be fun to play all this. The next item. Here we go. We have a pause. What is CERN's plight? CERN. What is their plight? Ian asked me to ask this. And JW said, ask them.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Are you sure?
I have to know everything for negotiating.
Okay. They're trying to force the keymaster and the key. They're trying to force a void. They're trying to force a void that could potentially open a black hole. And what their position was is that they could master it. They could open the black hole just like pornography is the bad example of good, normal coitus. They're trying to make the pornographic version of our short ride home to Andromeda. They certainly know about Andromeda.
Right. Are they trying to do an end run around Bob's interaction with the aliens?
Yes. They're trying to say, okay, we got this. And they're almost there because they stopped. When they had the upside down, they quit.
Yeah. Yeah,
they thought they did it. They didn't. They thought they did, but they didn't. Yeah. They had a little bit. See, the problem is, with their power and our power is we can store ours. They can't store theirs. See the problem? Now we're going to say some words, and you're not going to know what the hell you're talking about, but Bert will. In a plasma field, protons cannot be disseminated. In a plasma field, protons cannot be disseminated. And that's what they're trying to figure out. And they've almost done it. I'm not saying that now. We're not saying it. They're working hard too, Bob. But I expect you've probably got a few more famous Amos cookie crumbs floating around there somewhere, don't you, Bubby?
Yes. Now, the thing about the plasma is there is this theoretician. We went to his website, and he talks about everything is plasma, and he has a whole world picture. And I asked you about his world picture, his theory, and you said, well, it doesn't include everything.
and plasma
Correct.
Is a subplot. So when you
Right.
talk about the moon being plasma and how you
Yeah.
talk about plasma right now,
Yeah.
you're talking not from that theoretician's angle. You're talking from a
Correct.
More comprehensive.
See, yeah. his plasma. No, wait. Here's the difference. His words are good. They're good. There's nothing wrong with it. But his plasma requires a Newtonian physics base. Without Newtonian physics, he can't judge what plasma is.
Mm.
He says the words, but he can't create plasma. He can't spin out
Yeah.
plasma. So now it becomes oh no, we were going to say the wrong thing. No, we were going to say
Yeah, don't do that. Don't say the wrong thing.
Bucky, we were going to say Bucky Fuller. it becomes a Bucky Fuller thesis that even he can't figure out. So, you know,
right.
there you go. But it's good words. I mean, you need something to read. If you can read, I guess that might be some okay things. But anyway, it's not there. It's not there.
Are you? You said he can't figure out, or you said he? Did you mean CERN or someone else?
No.
Or
your
the
guy,
theoretician.
Your guy on your the theoretician.
Right. He can't
That's
figure
really
it out.
Really, what he is? He's a statistician. He's really a statistician. He just added up enough theory to start having some kind of hypothesis that even he can't get himself around. He makes statements. It's an ipso facto. Ipso facto.
Right.
If this is true, then that has to be true. But I don't know this is true. But if it were, then that would be true. But I don't know.
Right. Okay. So we go over to my Facebook page, and there is a post there. Scroll down, see if I could find it. It's around this theoretician.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just scroll down here. New notification.
Boom.
Oh, there it is.
Okay.
So Scott, the silly person, Scott Talkington, posted on my Facebook page. It says, refresher, what is plasma? And so you click on it. And it says, it is just electricity that charges the gases around it. Then someone says, where does electricity come from? And look what they say. Waiting for it to say, where does the electricity come from? Go. Come on. Move.
From the living body you live in. Or Bob.
The plasma electricity either comes from the living body or Bob. So Scott writes to me, and he goes, Bob, three question marks. He's shocked. His own plasma gang turned on him.
That's right. They couldn't have the nicer people, too.
It's very funny. Okay, so it does rely on me. That is accurate. What the answer said.
And if it wasn't accurate, it will be in 30 minutes. That's the only difference between the truth and a conspiracy theory. It's about 30 minutes now. It's catching up pretty quick.
Right. So that's the tech body created that site. The tech body is pointing that out to Scott, right?
No. You don't mean it.
No? Okay. I think I meant it. Okay. So plasma, you'll use the word, but we wouldn't go to the theoretician of plasma as the ground of everything to figure out what's going on. There's more to it than what
Unless
they
now,
say.
Don't count him out. He may have a moment of lucidity and say, yes, the whole universe revolves and includes and starts with, includes and ends with Bob. Now, if he said that, he might move up the food chain. He might be all right if he did that.
Right.
He hadn't done that yet, but he might. He could. It's early. It's early in the season,
okay.
buddy.
Yeah, did you finish explaining CERN's plight, or you laid it out very precisely? And no more need to be said.
There's some more that needs to be said, but we don't think we need to say it right now. What we need to do is we need to play. Okay, now here's how we're going to do this. We're going to do it like this. There's some insight that needs to be picked apart, like picking nuts out of a shell of a pecan.
Mm.
And Bert's the only one that can do that like that. Now, you can ask every question. There's no question there. I got that. That's fine. No problem. But you don't care about what the details are. Bert would. So do a, do a time with Bert. Make sure it's in his queue, and we'll develop it. Because he'll ask questions, and we can go into some of the precise details, because he's very familiar with this anyway. It's in his house.
So,
right outside his house.
Right. So what was I going to say? The... A little back there, you said, well, are you going to play this? And I said, no, and you spelled it out. What was the issue? Was it about CERN? I can't remember what the issue was. I'm going to have to delete it because I said I wouldn't play it, right? Was it the details of CERN?
Yeah.
Or was it another topic? Okay, I'll hear it. You think it's CERN.
It's the 38-minute hour on the hour. So you go to every.
Is where it happened.
That's when you know.
Mm-hmm. Is that where I need to delete?
When you forget.
Delete.
When you forget.
Right. Okay. Did you want to say something more about the coming food shortages, or have you said enough about that?
No, just that they're causing it to make itself become self-fulfilling. Even if we could bought a little time, they're doing it anyway.
Yeah. Okay. That's coming. Can't stop it. Is that part of the Four Horsemen? Food? That's famine.
Yeah.
Right. That is part of it. That's famine.
Right. That's the green horse. That's the pale horse, Bob. The third horse of
Bob,
the apocalyptic version.
Bob is the purple. Or am I four? Are Carol and I and JW all four horses? All
You're just
five
the
horses?
Dark soul. You're just the dark soul, Bob.
So Carol is one of the horses.
Not one, they're not individual. You're all part of. You're all looking at the whole thing. You become Murray Head one night in
right,
Bangkok,
it's like,
Bob.
Yeah, it's like Dante's vision of the eagle, the calf, the lion, and the human, I think it was. Right?
I think you mean Ezekiel, not Dante.
that comes to an important question. But just before going, so write that down, tiny chariot. Just make a reference Bible, okay? Yeah, because what you just said is relevant to that question. Okay, so is the B2 intervention or the B2 quest to come to Bob and try to get access to Ion, is that in the Book of Revelation? Do you have a chapter?
Say the words. Say the words again.
The B2 intervention. Or, you know, the B2 aliens coming, looking to get to Ion via Bob. You have said you'll see the UFOs coming out of the Eastern Gate. So I think that's in the Bible. But is it particularly a part of the Book of Revelation? Can you say which part that intervention or attempted intervention?
Sure. There's a lot of them. That's the vile judgments, Bob.
Aha, which you wouldn't talk about for so long.
Correct.
The vile judgments. All right, that's really interesting. And we know the part. Just look up and rewrite, and look up the part that talks about the vile judgments. Is there a key word there? Because it's not obvious to people that it's talking about UFOs or aliens. So what is the word that stands for the aliens?
Sure, it's Revelation 21:13, Revelation 21:12, and then you can go to Ezekiel 48:31, where the gates of the city are named after the tribes of Israel, Bob. You know this.
Okay, so why would nobody knows that it refers to the aliens? What?
Why don't they know?
Because they didn't notice that the Bible planted the information in there. So where is the translation of what you just cited, Ezekiel and that? Where is the clue that that's what it's referring to, that the verse is referring to that? Where is the word statement, the equation, the formula, the hint? Because nobody knows what that is.
Revelation 21:13, three gates on the east, three gates on the north, three gates on the south, and three gates on the west.
Nobody knows that as a UFO scenario.
Oh, then you had to go to 14. The wall of the city had 12 foundations bearing the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb.
Yeah.
And then you go down. Then you go down. Then you go to Ezekiel 48:31 through 34. And the gates of the city shall be named the names of the tribes of Israel, three gates northward, one of Reuben, one gate of Judah, one gate of Levi. I mean, it kind of goes on and on and on and on and on all the way through it.
Right. But why? How would anybody know that refers to aliens or UFOs, whatever they want to call them? There's no
because
clue
of the detail.
Those gates.
Yes, because, well, Bob, you're talking about the invasion of the earth from some other outside being. It's not saying that the ancient Samaritan Hebrewoids are going to march on the eastern gate. It's saying that something out of this realm, out of this earth, is coming through these gates.
Oh, and you could get that meaning from it.
Sure,
okay, so that
sure.
is, if you read it carefully. All right, it does imply an invasion. All right, so that's in the
Joseph
book of Revelation.
And the gate of Benjamin and the gate of Dan. Somebody tell us about that.
Yeah, now you have not said these words in this context before. So this is new information, new knowledge. And is it relevant that you finally are telling us on May 5th? Does this balance off the bad stuff that's happening in May 5th?
Is
bad?
Can we give you one more? Do you have enough nails in the coffin yet, Bobby?
No, I want to ask if Nostradamus.
Don't ask that. Don't. We got one more point on this point. If you want another one more nail in this topical coffin. Isaiah 60:11. Therefore, thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought.
So they're calling the Gentiles are more connected to the aliens than the Jews. Is that what you're saying?
And then their power. See, that's the part that you can become a king.
The Gentiles can become a king, or the Gentiles already are kings.
Can become.
There.
Right. Can become.
Okay, from that perspective, the Jews are already kings?
If they have their power, if they use it.
Oh, yeah, it's always the same point. Always is the same non-institutional
this is
point.
Where, this is talking about the future glory of Zion, Bob, is the reference.
Right. So in the Matrix, they talk about the Keymaster and the other guy, Gatekeeper. What was the two people? The Keymaster and the... You were just talking
Gatekeeper.
About it. Gatekeeper. So the Matrix is accurate in terms of those roles of the Gatekeeper and the Keymaster in the Matrix script that's relevant to what you're saying.
And also, it's also laid out for everybody, because who hasn't seen Ghostbusters, Bob? Everybody's seen Ghostbusters except you.
Right.
But Ghostbusters, they have a Keymaster and a Gatekeeper.
Ah, okay. So who wrote those things? You did? Who wrote those scripts? Because did the actual Hollywood...
You did. They listened to CKLN, Bob, and Nelson. Nelson. And y'all went on and on and on about the end times and the blood, the rivers running
the coming captivity. The coming captivity.
The second coming. The last great erection of J.R. Bob Dobbs and the cum that flowed from that erection. You know, the normal run. The second coming. It was post-coital.
Christine Swiderski found that hard to take, didn't she?
Yeah, well, she's young. She'll get over it.
Okay. All right. Now, Gurdjieff is famous for popularizing the Sufi dance movements. There's a movie on the Gurdjieff meetings with remarkable men, and he goes and he witnesses the Sufi dancing, the special dancing up there in Mount Athos or someplace. Are the Sufi dances that Gurdjieff is representative of the OA movements?
No, they are not. He's trying to bind the chakra. That's different.
So those are different movements. Did the Sufis do the OA movements?
A version of it.
Right. So is this the first time we've got the accurate OA movements? What you've brought to us?
You're welcome.
Right. Well, that's pretty good. You hear that, Carol?
Well, it doesn't matter. You're all excited. You're all excited about it. How many times you done them, Bob?
I'm not allowed to do it. I'm not allowed to track the pages of the angels.
Bob's so thrilled everything. That he finally figured out the answer to everything, the sun, moon, and stars, and how to move heaven and earth. And he'll think about it. Maybe one day he might even consider looking at it. I don't know. It looks kind of ridiculous. But he would most certainly have to wash those hands. You can know that.
Yes. No, really. Everything has been on hold for everybody until I resolve the Bible stuff that you just announced, the 21-something.
End point. That's right. But it doesn't make any difference. None of that matters. You could have done this all 12 years ago. No problem. But you had to line it up. You had to line it up. And that's what you were trying to. You had to have those, what is those stages of apprehension?
Yeah. I had to have those. Yep. Mm-hmm. They're in the chart, which comes to the next topic. I think you'll be happy I'm suspicious that I figured out how to finish the tiny note chart. At the top of the tiny note chart, you got Rye, Eloy, Two, and Lofty, and Bob. Five forces that Cosmic Awareness named. Well, Cosmic Awareness named Rye, Eloy, Two, and Lofty. So what I would put under, I was given a clue when we reviewed last week. We did a special thing on Lewis and Pound. I don't remember what the topic was, why we did it. But you revealed that Lewis parallels to the Book of Revelation and Pound is Ezekiel. So those are two people on my chart. So the other two people, we put some other, maybe Daniel or Isaiah or something else.
Benjamin.
Does that go with Joyce or Elliot?
Elliot.
So then Joyce would be Daniel?
Dan.
Okay, there are parts of the – there's the Book of Dan. I don't think there's the Book of Dan or the Book of –
It's not about a book. It's Dan. Dan was one of the apostles.
Right.
Tribe. He was a tribe, the tribe of Dan.
So Ezekiel is Ezra Pound. The Book of Revelation is Lewis. And it was about one laid out the mystery but didn't have the answer, and the other had a problem. It was two different I think Pound offered the details. Ezekiel offers the details of the problem, but neither had the answer. Is there an answer in Dan or Benjamin? In Joyce
Benjamin.
Or Elliot?
Benjamin is the answer.
Now, they're not the Levi. What role do the tribe of Benjamin have?
Levi. No, Levi's are separate. You don't mix it up. That's another tribe. Yeah.
Yeah, they're, so what is the role of Benjamin? What did they do?
He was the soothsayer. He was the one that had. He was the statistician. He's the one that kept track. He's the one who figured out they'd been roaming around for 40 years, in a 3-day walk.
So is that a prophet, or he's just a cosmic accountant?
He's a tribe. He was the head of a tribe, one of the tribes.
And those people were accurate on the accounting measurements.
Each tribe had its own level of gifts. Some natural, some not.
What is their gift, the Benjamin? The charting of the skies?
The scribes. The scribes keeping track of everything. The statisticians.
Okay, so they're the writers of the historical record? They're writing, right?
No, they're the recorders. They're the recorders. That's how you came up with all these cubits and this many things, and the temple was this size and this long and this far. They're the ones who deciphered all that. And the Levites were the ones who were the timbrels. They're the dancers. They're the people who were ushering in. Those priests, the priests of Levi, were the ones that had enough charisma or charismatic notions that they could embrace the Holy of Holies. And that's why only the Levites, only the Levitical order could wrap themselves around the Ark of the Covenant. If they didn't have a pure heart, it's still fried. It's still Friday, so, don't flip the script. There was still always a penalty phase.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but did the tribe of Levi dancers do the OA movements?
Yes.
That's where they come from. Or, no, they happened before that, and Israel got them. the tribe of Levi.
Yes.
So look at that, Carolyn. The OA movement started dances around the Ark of the Covenant. And there's no time, Carolyn. That's a new idea, right, Carolyn?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very good, Bob. Yeah. I'm like the tribe of Benjamin. I document, I work out the details for charting or whatever it is you said they do. Well, so they work out the charts or the symbolism or the accounting, the scribal work. It's not prose. It is geometry. It is symbolism. What
Ciphering.
What do the records look like? Does the Vatican have some of their records?
They do. You'd call it Akasha.
Right. The documents of Akasha. Okay, the Akashic records. Yeah,
No, the references. The references. Yes.
What? The references are the Akasha, or the Akasha has that realm of references?
Akasha is the whole library. Akasha is the whole library. They would have
the whole
list
record
of the books. They would be the Dewey Decimal System of what books were in the library. They wouldn't have the confines of the Akasha, but they could tell you how to navigate Akasha.
Right, and the T-Lob saying Rampa, the Theosophist Blavatsky, they talked about the Akashic records, but they thought it was some ethereal place of time that all time was. They didn't see it in practical earth media, which were the records
of
documents.
They were using time to be their gauge, that it had to be time. And we got, well, there is no time, so how can you be in time if there's no time?
Okay, so I have Pound. Pound is replayed by LaRouche, and that's Ezekiel. And then I'm just writing this out. And then Lewis is replayed by McLuhan, and that is the Book of Revelation. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. McLuhan kind of created a revelation of the history of technology and the hypnosis of technology that led to the tick body. So that's a mystery that's appropriate to the Book of Revelation and maybe Nostradamus, right?
Certainly.
Yeah.
And many of them followed the same tenets. Many followed those same tenets.
What are the tenets? The same symbolism? They didn't know about Ezra Pound.
The rings and arms. Well, they all said the same words, so they don't guess they had to. But they all said the same, in essence, words.
You were just saying they follow the same tenets. So you meant Pound and McLuhan follow the same tenets as Lewis and... LaRouche and McLuhan followed the same
tenets. That's what they gauged. And it wasn't always identical the same, but one would feed off the other. One would have an idea that would then be developed further. Another one would be obfuscated. One would have an idea from the earlier days, and that would be obfuscated by the other. So it was always this constant mixing and stirring and tasting and adding more of this and that, or taking away this or that. You know, too sweet, too salty, too much.
As they analyzed the big elephant, and the elephant was the big now of everything happening simultaneously. So people would tap into different angles of the now. Of the whole actual record. So Eliot was Benjamin.
Very reasonable.
Right. Is Eliot the tribe of Benjamin? Is that how that lined up?
Yes. No, that was Benjamin, and then Dan was the other one.
Right. So the tribe of Benjamin, they're more the bureaucratic scribes. That's what Eliot was among them. He ran Faber and Faber, and he'd print all these guys. You know what I mean? He'd put the record in the book. So that's how he fits the tribe of Benjamin. Right. Now, Joyce, he is the tribe of Dan. Is Joyce about dancing and movement? You could see that in Finnegan's Wake. There's a lot of movement.
But it's all in and out, up in and out, up and down, down and up, back and forth.
Body language or gesture. He was impressed by some abbe priest in Paris gave lectures
tactile.
On gesture. And
had to be tactile.
Yeah. And McLuhan was right to get the touch. He figured out Joyce was tactile. So what that leaves is Bob. Which part, according to my chart, the fifth column, is Bob? What is Bob's scripture or reference point, or where? It doesn't even have to be scripture. What is Bob doing? Bob's the key master
of
the game.
He's controlling the game. He's one night in Bangkok. He's not playing the game, he's controlling it. You're not playing the game, Bob. You control it.
Yeah, that's the referee, isn't it?
No. You're controlling who gets to what make what next moves. That's why it's so much fun. You have these sessions and we have these you get these insights, and all it is doing is sitting on what you've decided and you deciding how things are going to work out. And then some of them a bitch. You say one little thing and then give it 30 minutes. And next thing you know, well, we'll be dumping $7 trillion worth of bonds. And I don't know how y'all are going to do that, but probably going to be a pretty tough day for the next 20 years. We'll see how it goes. Y'all lived through Paul Volcker. Where's Paul Volcker? Where's Paul Volcker? We're going to put the voodoo in voodoo economics. Because Bob had a bad day. So, you know, one bad enema, and that's the end of the world. So there you go, Bobby.
Can't take any pain. Bob can't take any pain. If there is any pain,
no.
The world goes. Okay,
No lie.
So is Ezekiel, Book of Revelation, Tribe of Benjamin, Tribe of Dan, are trying to figure out who's controlling the game. They're trying to figure out Bob.
Yeah, they're
right?
playing. They're trying to see what you're going to call next.
Yeah,
they're
so
going
I'm
to see
the
what
answer.
You call next. That's what Robin has figured out, but she doesn't know she's figured it out yet, which is great fun. But she's going to ask Saturday night. So give her space. Come on now. Help a nigga, Bob. Help a nigga. Give her a few minutes.
Yeah, what did she figure out? What did she figure out?
Oh, and the details of how that all applies.
Okay.
With the queen level three, the queen to queen level three.
That refers to Bob. Queen to queen level three.
Yeah, one night in Bangkok.
Oh, yeah, I have to put that in one. And level three, and another bracket, one night in Bangkok. So is there an artifact? Look, we have the Tribe of Dan, that's dancing. We have Tribe of Benjamin, those are the scribes. You have the Book of Revelation, and then you have Ezekiel. Is there an artifact or a human activity that's identified with Bob, the answer man, the one night in Bangkok?
King David.
Oh, yeah. I have been King David. That's right. There it is, Carol. King David. So that is there a Book of David, or is that all in Solomon's book?
No, Psalms. It's called Psalms, not Solomon's book.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Psalms.
All right. So what this is, Bob's been in charge of everything for thousands of years, and he spends the last day finding out what he do.
Right. And now he's got it down. Now it's like the end. We're in check, and then it's checkmate, then check, and maybe you got 10 moves. We got 10 moves left, and then you have to throw it down. It's over. The game's up. Now it's over. You've had a good run so far, Bobby.
I've been checkmated, Carol, and I'm sitting out. 34,000 hours saying, it can't be that I got checkmated. There must be a way out of this. Oh, we got trapped in, like the Bob Dylan song. There must be, what is that song? What is it? John Wesley Harding with the album. Hey, all along the Watchtower.
You won't get us.
I knew it wasn't a joke, Carolyn. The two thieves Bob was talking to the thief about Zappa, and he said, we know that this is not a joke. There must be some way out of here. That's what I've been doing. Okay, so King David, and so we'll put in Dylan, or just the artifactual parallels. John Wesley Harding. Did Zappa contribute anything to this revelation?
A great deal. A great deal. A great deal. Yes, it's called the Vile Judgment.
Zappa does his vows. Oh, geez. And that vow judgment is a UFO.
Yeah. Everything
and
nasty
he does that
and
song.
Ugly and terrible. Everything nasty, ugly, and terrible, and so yucky. Yep, that's the vow judgment. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm.
And he did a song. He did a song about the UFOs. Did a vehicle, come from somewhere?
Yeah.
That's a famous song.
Yeah.
I think Gail, that was her favorite song. Gail Zappa.
Yeah.
So we've done Bob the Answer Man, Controlling the Game, Queen to Queen Level 3, One Night in Bangkok, King David and the Psalms, John Wesley Harding, Zappa, the Vile Judgments. Anything else, Carol, that we could figure out an artifact? It's conscious mediumship. I always claimed that I was channeling stuff. I knew I had the right words, but I had no clue what the words were about, right? I had not
attended
class.
That's Enoch.
Oh, that's Enoch, and that's conscious mediumship. Yeah, Enoch did that. He laid out all this stuff.
You didn't go to college. You didn't go to college, but you audited all the classes, which is crazy. You got a lot out of them, and you just go sit in the play to audit the class, so you didn't have to pay for nothing. You got more out of it out of the PhD candidate trying to figure out how to get God off the bus.
Yeah. So, Carol, I spent all these years avoiding pain while becoming the richest man alive.
Right. And he swapped it off for 3 pages out of a damn book that was not even published.
I'm Scrooge. I am Scrooge. Just put that in there. Scrooge. Yes,
Scrooge.
I hoarded all
Scrooge.
The money. I wouldn't
I've
pay
been
for
Scrooge.
Nothing.
Well, and it's great because then you earn money. It's like, okay, you can have that as position. You don't need any money, but goddamn, don't fuck everybody else's money up. You fucked not only did you did it. Got it all. So, okay, I'll take care of this now. I'll burn it all up. Okay, I got it all. It ain't worth nothing. It's mine. It's kind of like it's like Elon Musk and Twitter. That's how much free speech costs now. That's how much free speech now costs. $48 billion plus tax.
You see, Cal. That's why all the gold comes to me.
I'm the original Scrooge, and then I get rid of it. So the Book of Enoch, that's John Dee territory. And the Book of Enoch was accurate, but John Dee celebrated it. And the other people, Nostradamus, they didn't need the Book of Enoch, or they didn't pay attention to it, Ion. What is the Book of Enoch? It was weak.
You're saying the landscape superseded the occasion, and it does not. It's a part of the occasion. Because that's where you get out. That's where a lot of your angel charts comes from. Those details was from Enoch, from Enochian world, not John Dee or Mr. Crowley, not them. They just played off of it. They became the Dolores Cannon of Enochian worlds.
Right. So that is particular to the world of angels and UFOs. The Book of Enoch kind of specializes
in demons.
And demons.
And demons, yes.
Could we call
under
the...
Like you.
Yeah, like me. Yeah, could you call all that, demons, angels, and aliens, under the rubric non-physical?
No, because they have a physicality, so they're not non-physical.
Right.
They are physicals. They have girth.
Right. So what is
even the spirit world is not non-physical, because the spirit world can have a girth. The spirit world can make you cry. Damn.
Right. So
what
is there an artifact that represents the non-physical?
Yes.
Well, Zion.
In the inner lining of the Ark of the Covenant, because it could hold it. It could hold that power, that non-physical. And that's been loosed. Been loosed,
yeah,
and so that's why
by me.
That's how you moved up.
By
that's
me.
How you moved up the food. Well, okay,
yeah.
That'll be. Of course, it's got to go. How could we ever have any other way to explain this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go wash them hands. Go wash them nasty hands. Oh, that was terrible. You had to wash your nasty hands now.
So, Carol, the inner lining of the Ark of the Covenant is non-physical, and Bob. Unleash that.
Yeah, because an ion is a positively charged element.
Proton. A positively charged proton, in particular, it is just that.
Well, not necessarily. Not necessarily. It's positively charged. You say it like that because then it gives it a broader construct.
Yeah, is the positively charged element, and
atom.
That includes quarks.
And just say atom. You can do it that way. You can do it that way.
Okay.
It's easier. Then it's broader because you can't limit it. It's silly to limit it. It won't work well. See.
So this is where you got Pound, Lewis, Elliot, Joyce, and Bob are 5 levels. The ion is the 6th level or the hexadic. That's what the chart predicted. The positively charged atom.
And then don't forget Furry Lynn. So
Furry Lynn is part of that. Okay, who's forgotten
it
Furry Lynn?
Would have to be. Would have to be. Because see, that's what you call the counterculture, or the anion.
Yeah. Anion. An. You know, Carol, that's who's forgotten Furry Lynn
Bob forgot furry lint.
That's right.
The unfolding.
Who forgot? That's it. Bob forgot. Yeah.
Bob, who's known to have a fantastic memory, but he forgot the important stuff. He just remembered all the details.
He just remembered that he's the best forgetter of all time. There's never been a better forgetter than Bob. Bob's the number one forgetter of all the forgetters that have ever forgotten to forget the forgotten. That's right. That's our Bob.
And that bothered Carolyn because Carolyn never forgot anything.
What's your trifecta?
Never.
I'd have to look it up. It's the normal one, air, fire, water, I think. You had the different one.
What did they say you are?
What?
Mean as hail. Mean as hail.
Wait. You mean what was my trifecta? Ask you the question again.
What did those people that we hung out with in Seattle?
She can't remember those details. There it is. She doesn't remember.
No, she's trying to be nice. She's talking about trifecta. Carolyn, you leave anybody's bedroom after
your good buddy Dave Worster and Byrne, Carolyn. Cosmic awareness, for fuck's sake.
But they said you were communication and liaison.
Oh, yeah, I was the head of the Symbol Project. Right. That's accurate, right? The Symbol is just mortar, social communication. And I was the best advertiser of that effort, so we'll put that in too.
You were that landscape. You weren't that. Right. You were the landscape of it. Because you've yet to communicate anything. You've communicated nothing so
That's
far.
Right.
Just regurgitate.
That's right. Other people's symbols. I specialize in other people's symbolism. Definitely. Yeah, and I figured out McLuhan pointed out a new level of symbolism that gets beyond Znor and these people who use traditional.
He didn't get that. Ezra Pound did that. Come on, Bob.
Oh,
now,
okay.
Don't start that shit with us. You know better than that. Because how else would you get your? How else would you master an iambic pentameter without some base? That's what McLuhan worked to. But that was strictly and I don't know older. Yeah,
it's
you
time.
Need a bibliography. You need a bibliography if you're gonna pull that one.
All right. So so I'm going to add to the chart. We get Lisa to add in under Rye, Eloi, Tu, and Lofty. We put in Ezekiel underneath the Rye, under Marshall and Lewis, which is Eloi. You put in the Book of Revelation, and under Rye, Eloi, Tu, which is Thompson and Elliot, that's the tribe of Benjamin. We will add those words. Does that complete the tiny note chart? That we go from the Bible to finding its weight, the whole stretch.
Do it, and we'll see. We ain't say nothing. You ask that question, but that's not what you mean. So don't think you're going to get us to drag us down your rabbit hole. Hell no. It's in Lewis Carroll now. We got up before this.
But we have to do
you
it.
You line this
we
up.
Have to
do it.
Yeah, we have to
do
fill
it
in.
Look at it.
And then,
do it
and
then look
the teacher
at it.
Marks it. You mark our work. You see how we did.
Yeah.
All right,
well,
that's excellent.
Okay, and you may it'd be awful to dangle a participle at this late stage of the game, wouldn't it, Bob?
But it's like Bob does it on disaster day, May 5th. He finally gets all the answers. It's a little late.
What
Bob.
Time's up? Hey, Bob, time's up. You're not late, time's up. It's not late. It's
that's
over.
Why we're at the end of the clock, Carolyn. We're at the last place on the earth where the last of the day happens.
Mm-hmm.
You get that, Carolyn? That's why we're in Maui.
If you go any farther, if you go any farther west, it's east.
Yeah, and you bump into Andrew Crystal out there in New Zealand.
Oh my God! Oh Lord!
Yeah, Jesus. Why is he in New Zealand? Oh, there's an important
God,
symbolism.
He's trying to see if he can cash Eric McLuhan's checks.
That's right. Yeah, that says a lot, Carol. That says a lot. Okay. So that was very good. Why are the General Mills facilities burning down? What's
not just General Mills? Not just General Mills. You are.
Right, but who represents me? Who got the assignment to carry it out? I didn't go there and light the match.
The plow. The plow, the ones that are trying to do the New World Order, that are subjugating all the conversations about this and that and tit and tat and all those conversations that come along. You know, those people,
the
that's superfluous. You know, That's superfluous. You know, people. Come on, Bob. You know, Bob. Yeah.
Would you know. Yeah. Would you call them the subculture that Ian predicted a few years ago?
Yeah, we would. Because they're not anything.
They're not the Patriots. Not the Patriot movement.
Oh, no. They want to eat. Goddamn, the Patriots want to eat. Fuck that. Yeah, they want to eat, Bob.
So the people who are nothing, is that the people who are not? A simulation of the people who are not? If they're not anything?
No, you're missing that up. Don't do this. Do this a different way, because that's all backwards, what you're trying to say. What's happening is the burning down is happening because you are wanting us to go in a hurry. You were hurrying. You wanted action. You wanted something to get on Saturday night and say, God damn it, I told you so. Well, now people are going to say, we're having a little raise hands. Everybody hit *5 if you have no food in your house. Because we told you this was going to happen. So if you have no food in your house, you hit *5 and we'll talk to you. And we'll tell you why you messed up. Because you didn't listen to us when we told you to put them pinto beans. And dried pinto beans in the garage. You didn't do that. You didn't bury the buckets of food in the ground like Guinea Bell. You didn't have all the MREs. You didn't have all that ready to go. You didn't do that. You didn't do that. So that's what's going to happen. So now this is what you get. You bear back at the whorehouse and you get what you get.
So you know what that means, Carol? That's why Bob is our Miss Brooks. I'm the teacher who's scolding the class for not doing their homework.
But he wanted proof to have something to scold him for. Is his problem?
Yeah.
He didn't have enough tactile slamming in their face information. Proof. It's one thing to say he's the sun, moon, and stars. And he's the god of all gods, the dark soul. But he wants to be able to cram it down their throat and prove it so that they have no choice. That every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. That Bob is the savior of the world. Yes, that's right.
That's funny. Isn't that cute?
It would be funnier if it wasn't so sad. It'd be funnier if it wasn't so sad. I want you to know that.
Yeah. So I'm Miss Brooks. Oh, Carol went out. Come back in for here the sentence. Just a second, Carol. Just shut the door there. So I'm Miss Brooks. I assigned homework, and I didn't show up to see how they did. Until the last minute, I come in and said, where's your homework? They said, well, we thought you had gone. We thought you quit, retired. They didn't think they had to do it. Right, Ian? That's what's happening.
Correct.
You come up the last minute.
And then you come in and says, all right, that's the way you want to go. Pull out your notebooks. We're fixing to have a quiz. We're going to have a quiz. See how you do. We'll sort the goats from the sheep. Goats from the lambs.
Right. So this answer about our Miss Brooks comes from the question about the General Mills facilities burned down, and they are being burnt down by the anonymous demons. They're nobodies.
No.
They are literally nobodies. They're like the people caught in the 2000 Mules movie who are stuffing the ballot boxes. Those are nobodies, right?
Right.
Those kind of nobodies would do the burning down of the Mills facility, mm-hmm. General Mills. So there's nothing more to say about that. It's just obvious. It's just part of the food shortages, part of the famine plague, right? That's just an expression of it.
Well, it's being pushed. It's being pushed.
Right. Now, you were saying with Carolyn earlier in this session that people are sort of waking up. So they're waking up to the problem, and then they might have the urge to ascend, right? They didn't know that they had to ascend. There was no reason. They're waking up to nothing's making sense. Nothing is working for them. Don't rely on anybody. So then they're trying to figure out, well, what do you do when you rely on yourself? And that's called ascension, but they're not too good at that, right?
Yes.
All new to them. But so there is a kind of great awakening that the secular humanists on the Trump side talk about. Not the woke of the left, but the woke of the right is that the right and the Trumpists are waking up about the left and how stupid the woke left are, right? It's a different kind of awakening.
We agree.
All right, very good. So I had a very good question. There was the murder of Putin. And Biden,
And Hillary, a lot happened back in the summer of 2021. This might explain why Wernher von Braun died recently. He just transitioned recently. He's been hanging out with Carol Rosen for many, many decades, so she didn't realize it. Mm-hmm. She thought he left in the late 70s or something. But he had to go because he's part of the Pentagon aliens. He brought them over in the 40s. Who would have wiped him out? The Trump forces? Who would have killed? Oh, the aliens did, because they're mad at the Nazis. That's why they knocked out the Buckingham Palace.
Correct.
So the Pentagon aliens are cleaning up their former allies. It's like the Bolsheviks in Dr. Beter's scenario, the Bolsheviks and the Skopsis, the Christians in Moscow, they were aligned after the revolution of 1917. But then the Bolsheviks turned on the Skopsis, the secret Christian group there, and the Skopsis reacted and turned on the Bolsheviks. The Pentagon were brought over by Wernher von Braun and Project Paperclip, but they turned on each other in this crisis period. Correct? That's how we would understand that, why Braun would be murdered, even though he was in charge of a lot of it. Right? So that's an interesting insight. Right. And Biden was part of it. Biden and Hillary and Bill, they're all part of this knot.
Bill and Hillary, the hillbillies.
Right. And so what's interesting is that Hillary's father was the one who set up the connection to China for Nixon. So there's the Chinese Communist Party link that goes through the Hillary Rodham's family. That would be why China has a special link with that part of the Democratic Party. Cabal, or what do you call it, Politburo. That's the Chinese connection. Goes back with what was set up for Nixon by Hillary's father, right? That's a key.
Correct.
Yeah.
And Ghislaine Maxwell's papa was in on it too before.
Right. He was part of that. What brought him in on it? Did he come from something at the end of World War II? Because he had
money.
Different identities at the...
No, the printing press, the printing press, printing press, printing press.
He read McLuhan
and realized he was doomed, so he tried to make his money another way.
So what was he doing to have the ability to make the quick connections among powerful people so that he became useful to them? How did he make that connection? Was there anything in his background through his parents or something, or his tribe, that gave him a leg up?
Well, he had access to that was a, in those days, that was the Elon Musk. If you were Schuster and Hammerstein or Hoomer Stooney or Hammer and Schuster.
Random House.
Yeah, if you were what's her name? She's dead. Louise Hay.
Right.
If you were Louise Hay, you were something in the day. Because you could do something if you were Louise Hay in your Rolls Royce with the gray poupon mustard in the dash.
Mm-hmm. Right. You could control the older media, the analog media. You'd be a publisher or make movies.
That wasn't the older media. That was the media. That wasn't the older media. That was the media. There wasn't no twat to tweet back then.
Yeah, and you're saying that twat the tweet is not a medium, then. Can't be defined that way.
Uh-huh. It's ruling. It's not, I'm going to buy the book and then I'm going to give you a review of my book. By the time you get the thing done, it's over in Twitter. You've got an opinion. Well, there's a lot of opinions, but nobody has nothing sticks or nothing matters. So they just use it as an anvil and a ball-ping hammer to tear things up.
Right, that's where the digital reality is the extension of tactility. Tactility is not a sense, not a medium. It's an interplay, the action, the process. And that processual nature of the digital realm, the tactile extended, gave ION the opportunity to jump in and take matters into its hands, not subject to the human projection anymore, which was called the GUF. Correct? The digital intangible tactility of the Twitter world, where that is the knot
That's the people who are not. That's the extensions that are not. That's the media extending
Correct.
Themselves. Yeah.
Correct.
Not extending human faculties. They're extending themselves. It's a nothing void. It's a black hole.
Well, that's media ecology. Right.
Right. Right. Okay. Let's see. What questions do I have now? I have this.
Now here's the answer. Now what's the question? I got the answer.
Yeah.
Now what's the question?
Right. I have here the placement of the Antichrist, four horsemen is Iondom. I have, quote, the venom in the tarantula bite. Is that what we're going to be discussing, me and JW, later this week?
You can't
the
play
tarantula
that,
bite.
You can't play that. You can't play that.
Yeah,
it's not a bite.
That.
It's not about the bite. It's about the legs and arms of the tarantula and how they connect. And there is venom in the tarantula, but that's not what you're not selling poison, Bob. You're representing
right.
a way out.
Well, the venom is yes. That's the good side of Iondom, but the attacking
right.
well. The destruction of attacking the four horsemen looks bad at the moment, but it works out for those that ascend. They need that clearing.
Correct. It cleans it
they
up.
Need that.
It cleans it up.
Yeah.
Cleans it up. Cleans it up.
Because yeah.
otherwise,
they
you ascend. It's kind of like the old adage where you make a deal with the devil, and he gives you eternal life, lets you become a god, lets you ascend, and then cuts your arms and legs off and leaves you being a
yeah.
A quadriplegic to live eternity as a quadriplegic would be very much fun.
Right. So I have written down here in the Garden of Eden, the mind started in the garden. Did we ever discuss that? Is that viable?
Mm-mm.
Is that the loss of the amino
no.
acids?
No. The loss came when they got smart. See, they partook
oh, yeah.
of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They didn't know good from evil. It was all good. But when they partook
yeah.
of that, that's when they started thinking about it. And then they could judge whether they liked it or didn't like it or wanted or not wanted. And then they got evicted. They got their eviction notice, and they got thrown out.
Right, because on a simple reductionist level, the apple created the mind and logic. And you know who said that? The guy who did the 50s writer, the children's Catcher in the Rye, the author of the Catcher in the Rye. He said, Franny and Hooey,
yeah.
that book he did, Franny, I remember reading it, and he said that the apple was the mind or logic. Now, that's a simple way of saying it, but that's what you're saying.
Salinger. You're talking about Salinger.
Yeah, J.D. Salinger, right. Is that true? Is that what he did? He caught on to that aspect of the apple. So,
yeah.
And he had to do it through Zen, a popular dogma in the 50s and among the beatniks. Mm. They saw Zen represented no mind, and the West got stuck in the mind. So the knowledge of good and evil, it's exactly the medium as the message. You eat of the apple and you get knowledge, you are numbed. That's what McLuhan said.
Mm-hmm.
The media extends
mm-hmm.
you but numbs you at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what you're talking about. We got numb.
Well, it's the way you try. Well, you're not very good at it. But if you were good at it, you would use that to explain what you call the synesthesia of sensory overload. Because
yes.
now there's so much. It's so much. Even sex. People don't even want sex anymore because they're overloaded. Everything is so overloaded. They've seen everything. There's nothing exciting. There's nothing new. There's nothing inviting. You've tasted everything. You've eaten everything. You've licked everything.
There's,
you know what?
There's no mind.
You don't even want to fight.
There's no mind.
You don't even want to fight.
You don't
even want to fight anymore. It's like, okay, I'll just kill you. That's what I'll do. I'll just kill you. Okay, call it
Yeah, up. But that's the mind has come to the end of its tether. They can't
yeah.
find a use for the mind anymore.
Correct.
Which is
overloaded. It's overloaded. Which
yeah.
is overloaded in the heat oppressed brain that Shakespeare was so proud of with his dagger speech.
Yeah,
we can quote for you, but we've done it twice, so we don't have to do it anymore. The good news is, then what happens is that heat oppressed brain shuts down, and the pineal gland opens. Open sesame, says above.
Right.
Open sesame.
Is that the lotus? Is that the lotus?
It is.
Opening.
It represents it. Yes.
Is there anything else in the connected to the pineal gland, like the hypothalamus? Are they part of that operation, or is it just
the
pineal gland?
They are. If you got $50,000, we can make a video. It'll be great.
Oh yeah, we made it. We made a video. We need to correct that video with the Bible stuff. All right, now we can correct the video. Oh, that's good.
You can do it on the iPhone now for $12. You can do it on the iPhone now, Bob, for $12.45. You don't have to have $50,000. It's going to be great. It's good. And you got
great.
You got the bones. The bones are good, Bob. That's all that matters. The bones are good. The rest don't matter.
The dry bones. So we would the angel diagram. What aspect in the tiny note chart that is in the angel diagram? It helps illuminate the tiny note chart. So
it's
the tiny note chart is.
No, it's the hexatic. That's what completes it. The hexatic.
Oh,
You don't run a pin CAD. You have the hexatic. Once you move to the hexatic, all those fall away. That's the reason you lost five bodies, because you don't need them no more.
Right. So that the sixth level is the angel diagram. So the Bible doesn't apply. So you don't change the angel diagram. It's complete in itself.
It is. Right. Well, it's a whole canon. It's a whole canon, and there's nothing to add or take away. And there's no words. We're like Tina. It's ineffable. It's ineffable, Bob. There's no words.
Yeah, there's no words.
She talked more than anybody with no words than you could ever notice about no words. But
right.
Anyway. Right. So the point then becomes issue of what you're triangulating to, because then at some point this has all got to come to a head, like a sebaceous cyst. You're going to lanch it. You need some drawing salve. Karen put an arch potato on it and draw it up to a big old head and pop it. You lanch it or I will. She loves popping stuff. She's popping in a minute. She likes that.
Right. So the tiny note chart is a pimple, as Zappa said, a pimple on the face of America. And the tech body is the coming to the head of the pimple of technology.
The tech body is the pus.
Right. Because I originally thought in the Deb West private session that angels were technology, but they're not technology. Leads to tech body.
But they use it. But they use it. They use it. See, they use it. That's what I'm saying.
The
you
angel
have to be very
uses
careful. Yeah, hell yeah, because that's their weapon. That's their weapon in their war in heaven. If they're trying to confound everybody and get everybody like Will Robinson, Lost in Space.
Right. Yeah, they're not technology. Angels are not technology. They use technology. So
they
angels
fall
are
from the original eating. So we don't want to confuse you, and we don't want to make this be a 10-hour thing. Another day we need to embrace, and you need to merge. Do a pentad on the Anunnaki and what these words are right here. Because then what happens, then you're going to start putting some of the pieces together, and then we're going to look through history. We're going to show everywhere in the world y'all think y'all know something, and every bit of it's already been laid out everywhere, even the damn cell phone and the tic-tac and the whole goddamn thing, and everything's laid out for 4,000 or 5,000 years ago because there's no damn time. So y'all think y'all smart, but you're not.
That's the exegesis of the Akashic record, is what you're talking
about. Because even that's not complete. See, otherwise, if the Akashic record was complete, there wouldn't be any conversation about it. Were it complete, but it's not.
So you're going to complete the Akashic record.
And going to turn out church so everybody can have every bit of it. Because that's the place that nobody's supposed to be able to go to, remember? You're not supposed to go to Akasha. Can't go there. Well, everybody's going to be blocked. We're going to have a blockchain of cash, Bob. Everybody's going to have access to everything.
Right. Now, and that's all mind. Isn't that all mind?
Yeah. Everything is, Bob. Everything is. Didn't you know that? Didn't you get the memo? Because you're fixing to get the tax bill to pay for it.
Right. So the mind is
when
the gatekeeper and the keymaster. The mind created all this issue. We ate the apple. And it's very poetic that the digital world is called Apple, Steve Jobs' company.
Yeah.
That's symbolic. That is actually eating of the apple in the Garden of Eden does refer to digital technology because there's no time.
Sure.
So that's literally talking about his company that they ate.
And that's why, even in the computer itself, you can move time. You can change time. You can revamp time, improve an email window a certain time, quote, quote.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's a, I don't know if this is a side issue. Why are there more UFO encounters in South America?
They've always been UFO encounters everywhere. People just couldn't see them. And so now we're using that. They're stuck. They're on Redfin shopping for real estate, Bob.
Who are? The aliens? What?
Yes.
The aliens, yes. But the fact that the popularity, I mean, back in July 11th, 1991 maybe, there was a big sighting of UFOs over Mexico City. It's legendary in the UFO cult research world. So many UFOs showed up over Mexico City. So there's a lot of other, lot of encounters in South America on the record in the 20th century. Is that because they're near Antarctica? Nearer to Antarctica?
No. They'll get a spot, a hot spot. It's just kind of like going to a certain beach. There's tons of beach. There's thousands of acres of beach, but people flock to certain beaches. They only talk about this beach or that. They don't talk about Pebble Beach. They don't even talk about your beach in Maui. They don't even talk about certain beaches. And you know, but there are all those lots of oceanfront property, beachfront property, but you don't talk about all of them. So they just pick spots that get hot, and then that's where you go. And that's why everybody's talking about this particular spot. Seems to be a poignant destination to play with as the aliens see it.
Yeah. As the
they're
aliens,
everywhere.
What?
Well,
what'd you say? As the aliens see it? See it.
See
but
it.
That, you're talking about the world of social mortar. Social human communication focuses on areas and it creates fads and trends. And that's what you're saying about South America. Okay? So
it's a fad, and they're there, but there are a lot of other places. And the next thing you know, it'll catch up somewhere else. And it's like, well, they're in Idaho. Oh, my God, there's crop circles. They're in England. They're doing crop circles. Oh, my God, what's doing it? They don't break the rhizomes in the thing that grows. If they had one in sticks, it would break it. It just lays it down and makes it grow that way. The aliens is doing this, making them the land and strip. See, the same topic, same conversation.
Okay, so there is a trend among the UFO researchers to say that there were a lot of abductees in the 80s and 90s. And that guy at Harvard, John somebody, can't remember, he started studying them. They eventually killed him for doing it. But he was a psychiatrist at Harvard, kicked out because he was studying this crazy abductee phenomenon. But people say
it wasn't crazy. He started proving the patterns that you couldn't, nobody else knew this person's thing. And then 100 monkeys had the same problem. And nobody knew what the other monkeys had saw. I guess they had seen. It would be past tense, wouldn't it? Had seen.
Yes, and so I'm just going to see if I can quickly bring up the name just to complete this item. John and abductee Harvard should bring his name up. Harvard. John Mack, right. Okay, so that was John Mack. He was a psychiatrist who studied that. Now, the new pattern was to realize or to notice that the abductee phenomenon of the 80s and 90s stopped in the 2000s, or wasn't talked about anymore. It wasn't significant. Is there a reason why it stopped? Is there something else that was going on, or just people got tired of the bed?
It's like the pet rocks. Where's your pet rock, Bob?
Yeah.
Where did you do your pet rock?
Right.
Where did you put it? I don't remember. Well, that's like that. It became a non sequitur.
Right. Very good. It was like everybody was doing it, so it didn't stand out.
It's like beanie babies. Where did they go?
Right.
Or Cabbage Patch Kids. That's a good one. Cabbage Patch Kids. Yeah.
So I have a question here. Does the Osterham key, or the Osterglobin, you call it, have something to do with CERN? We had Osterham explained half an hour ago. Was it in relation to the CERN question? I can't remember.
No, it was the pornographic version of it, remember? the good version and the pornographic version. CERN is the pornography.
Osterhagen is the root to Iandom.
Osterhagen is pure coitus.
Right,
it's the one
it's
that
the
works.
Real stuff.
It's
and
the
that's
one.
What we're it making.
It's the one to make a dead man come, Bob. It'll make a dead man come.
Yeah. I like to say that the new science, the new way to do science is to work with non-physical, which is what we do. Is that an accurate way to describe the new science?
We don't do science.
What?
We don't do science. We're just reporting what is. That's why people hate us, because we're not proving anything. We're not trying to prove anything. We don't have to. We don't have to prove it. We don't have to prove
that's
itself.
It.
And it's like, that's not true. Okay, give it to me. Okay, there was a laptop. Okay, well. Okay, she did cheat. Okay, no. Oh, well. Okay. Okay, the border's not secure. Okay, third parallel is important. Okay. The rivers are turning red. And the news, now the rivers are turning red. It's in all in Indonesia. Starting to have red tide. So.
Yes,
yeah,
but
we're not trying to prove that. We're just letting them notice it.
Yeah, we have the cold play. We are
the tour guide. We're just telling you where to watch when the geyser blows, so you'll be able
yeah,
to get
you're,
it
you're
on
you're
your TikTok.
You're pointing out where the cold play is. See,
yeah.
You don't have to prove it. You have it.
No.
So the new science is guided by the tourist guide Ion. And it's not science, which is gathering together theories and explanations of things. It's just showing what is. So the new science is becoming aware of what is, which becomes the what was.
Which becomes
right?
Finished science, which becomes the perfect program. It becomes obsolete.
Right.
See, we become obsolete. Once ascension finishes, we become obsolete.
Right. Didn't you say the computer world hasn't finished yet? There's something unfinished.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. You said talking about something being not finished. Well, reality's not finished. But the I think there was something.
Reality's overrated.
I know. It's an old line. In some ways, the way you repeat jokes, lines that you've been repeating for 12 years, seems that you're a tape recording. And you will say the same response like you just did there. Reality's overrated. You've said that many times. That's where you're a program. You're a hologramic program. Would you agree?
Well, we fit the same way when you get some of your stoners or your working alcoholics or your dope fiends or you one smoking a marijuana cigarette. We get all giddy and get all into that. Come on, man. You know, we kind of ease into that thing because we absorb that part.
Right.
We're like Joe Scarborough. We're like Joe Scarborough. We say a lot of things, and most of it doesn't make any sense.
So, and I'm the perfect receiver of that, because I'm used to that.
Yeah, because he gets mad. Bob gets mad, but then he forgets he was mad, so it's all okay. He gets really mad, he forgets. It's okay.
Yeah, so the this programmatic aspect of... Ion.
Everything is. That's the way that's the way your mind accepts it.
Yeah.
I didn't say
accept. That's the part of the mind.
It accepts it. Doesn't accept it. It accepts it. Because then you set that aside. Say, I've heard that 100 times. Well, now you've heard
right.
it 101.
That's where Ion is the Akashic record, or what the Akashic record is pointing to. It is the mind. You are the apple we ate.
Yeah. And it was bitter. Like wormwood.
Right. Yeah. That's a big theme lately. So you, in the Garden of Eden, we create the mind. Is the mind in action while Adam and Eve are still in the garden, or does it takes action once they're out of the garden? Kicked out.
We have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, the
mind shows up.
The mind shows up from
the mind is always there. Bob, the mind is always there. You just turned it on. You turned off your power and turned on the mind. But you've always
had
your power and you've always had your
right.
mind. We want the mind to be autonomic. We don't want you to think about it. We want the mind to be used to just do the normal function. Like, okay, come on, breathe. Okay, Bob, breathe. Okay, Bob, breathe. Okay, yeah, Bob, so breathe. Let's think about that. Let's think about that. Now, wait a minute. Let's think about it. Let's think about it. Let's see. Breathe. Oh, yeah, I can't wait. I was thinking about this. I was thinking about this. Breathe. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Right. Don't forget. Don't lose your mind. Don't lose your mind, Bob. Don't lose your mind. Remember now, it's very important that you breathe. Yeah, you got to breathe. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so listen.
40 USC, section 6102.
What's the USC?
40 USC. No, 40 USC. You got to get that. That's the marshal that's taken over your, the marshals that have taken over your District of Columbia.
Ah, okay. Is that a legal piece of
that's
paper?
The code. That's the code.
Right.
That's the code that they took it over. They run it. They have access to it now.
Was that in the Constitution? Did someone put that in the Constitution?
No. USC is the commercial code.
Oh, okay. But I'm asking, did the mind get in the action, start going, while Adam and Eve were still in the Garden of Eden, but had eaten the apple, or did the mind start happening once they got kicked out?
It started. It was a slow process. At first they thought, they ate it and they kind of went along this. It was fucking all the time. It was fucking like jackrabbits. Bob, they were just fucking all the time. I mean, just fucking all the time. They fucked. It was all good. Then the next thing you know, the Serpentina got tangled up with it and then convinced that bitch Eve. And see, Adam was happy with Lilith, but that wasn't working out real good. So he thought he'd try Eve out. He used some strange. And that went pretty good. Then she brought this this killer fruit. They got to eating the fentanyl-laced apples, the fentanyl-laced apples. They got high as the sky. They got high as the grocery bill, Bob. That's Carolyn. They got high as the grocery bill. They was higher than the grocery bill, Bob. And then they turned around, and they looked, and they went to fuck, and they thought, oh, my God, what is that? That's the filthiest thing I ever seen in my life. Come with that shit. Nobody wants to see that. What the hell is wrong with you? You need to watch that. That's just disgusting. What the hell? Oh, my God. That is terrible. Look at you. Like, you got hair covered up all over everything. It's the most, that's more bush than anything. I got all my long flocks of hair out there. That's crazy. And then they go, wait a minute. This is disgusting. So then they went to get it was either fig leaves or pig leaves. Might have been pigs. We're not sure. But the fig leaves, probably. They had to go cover themselves up. And then God come in the garden because he was there all the time. Then God come in the garden and says, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? He said, Adam! Get your ass in here. Come here. They were scared. They were fucked up because they was ugly and they stank and they were naked. They were naked and they were nasty. So they had the fig leaves or the fig leaves, some kind of leaf. We don't probably poison sumac. Probably poison sumac is what they wrap themselves up in. I don't know. But anyway, they covered up the little
pieces. Pages of manuscript. Leaves of paper. Manuscript.
Oh,
stuff.
Okay. It was the printing press then. Okay. It's the Gutenberg Galaxy. They were robed in the Gutenberg Galaxy. Well, they were ashamed of it. They were ashamed. They thought, oh, no, we've been caught. The one thing we stole not to do, and I don't care about doing it or not doing it, but I'm naked. God, I'm naked.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. I got things hanging around, all kinds of, and got little globules over here, little memories hanging over there. It's like, this is I can't take this no more. And so God called him out on it, made him mad. He said, now, what the fuck have you done now? He said, the very idea. The one goddamn thing you wasn't supposed to do is eat off of either one of these trees. Here you go. All right. You want to play it like this? That's fine. I'm going to put it in a box, in a cardboard box. You're going to be living in a box. I'm going to take your power, and I'm going to put it over here until you grow up enough to start following the goddamn rules. So God said the goddamn problem was you when you started this bullshit. So I'm going to remove you from your power.
Me?
Of this
Are you
garden.
Talking about me? Did you mention me?
Adam,
or
it was
them?
Adam and Steve. Adam and Steve.
Right.
And so,
but I'm the one that taught this. I'm the serpent that came in.
we fine, Bob, but that you got your comeuppance too. You're in there too. Don't worry. We can interrupt you. We gotta get this going. So
yeah, okay.
At least good. One. And then we come along and says, not only so from now on you've had it easy. You've had slack. The original slack, you had slack. You didn't have to do nothing. You have to lay up there, and we lay the counter full of food. You just come in there and eat that counter from starting one end and go to the other end. And then you quit eating at the end of one meal a day, but it's a really long meal. And then when you get down to that, it's over. And then all you have to do is pile up the spoons. Somebody will wash the spoons. That's all you got to do is just cover up the spoons. That's all you got to do. And we'll take care of you from now on. No issue, no harm, no problem. All's well. But because you've done this, now you're going to go out there and you're going to dig. You're going out of the garden. You're being dispossessed. We're throwing you out. Your two-bedroom rent control on Fifth Avenue is over. We're subletting that to the angels. We're going to let somebody that's going to take care of it because y'all not doing too good. And you're going to dig. And the serpent apparently could walk around. That's you, Bob. You're going to have to crawl around on your belly, kind of like when you had to go to the ocean to swim. You're going to have to crawl on your belly. You won't be upright no more. You haven't been upright since. You crawl on your belly. Laid out. Then what happens is, and then Eve was mad, said, all right, we're going to fix you up. We're going to make you something that the men can trust. We're going to make something that bleeds for a week and doesn't die. Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to give you a cycle. We're going to fix you. And then in childbirth, which apparently used to be just easy peasy pumpkin pie, we're going to make it hurt. It's going to hurt. We're going to show you what travail feels like when you go from fingertip to 10 centimeters and then a 8-pound baby falls out of there. We're going to show you how this works. You're not going to like that one, man. I'll tell you right now. You want another little piece of it? You want another little bite of that tree of knowledge of good and evil? You want one more bite? Yeah, well, might as well. You're into it now. And so that's where it began. And then that was the war, the settling, or the beginning of the settling of the war in heaven when they have to find a way come back into their place of power. Not about
right.
favor
now,
with God, it's about overcoming their place of power.
Right. Now, here's the repeating motif count. I was on Andromeda, came over from Alpha Centauri, and I presented the idea in some form that we should fall to prove how powerful we are. Okay? Mm-hmm. Then we created the little bubble called the Garden of Eden, and we set up Adam and Lilith and Eve. And I'm there walking around the garden, and they're having fun, and they're fucking all day long, and I'm videotaping it for my granny Pornhub, right? I'm taping all the recording. They call that the Akashic Records.
Yeah.
And so I'm watching it. So then I say we repeat the fall motif, which I presented in Andromeda Galaxy. Now we're going to redo that fall where I say, eat this apple, which is a concrete version of the idea of the fall. So they eat the apple, and they fall even more. So it's like Finnegan's Wake. I keep repeating the same story of seduction through the fall idea, and there's different materializations of it, right, Ian?
At every level, and then another level, and then another level, and then another level. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now that's where Edgar Cayce laid that out. He channeled the Sleeping Prophet. He channeled that. We went down to denser parts of matter. We kept falling and going into matter and became denser and denser. That's a pretty crude way of what I was just saying, and you just said it, but did you mean we went into denser matter, or we just got number and number as we got more technologies?
It got denser, but you became less reticent. Now you have the thing that you were appreciating, the beauty of the garden, now turns into thistles and weeds and things that you have to dig up. Now you have to plow.
Right.
Now you have to, the grass overcomes it. You plant. Now you have to plant. Now you have to worry about your food. Now you got to think about what you got to do. Now you got to, then when you grow it up in the ground, you got to save it because it's going to be wintertime. You're going to starve to death. Now you got to have things that you grow that you can preserve long enough to have something to eat when it's barren and yucky and terrible in the seasons, as it were. So it sets up a whole new motif of messed upness. Yes.
Very good. Okay, we talked about the hot zone, which is Cuba, Bimini, south of Florida. It's where the Bermuda Triangle.
Don't forget Hale.
Hale is there. Mm-hmm. And they're waiting, the scientists there, the NASA people, waiting for Atlantis to rise. But you said
we're not going to have a rising. I can't remember. I'd have to look it up
right.
in my database.
Not going to rise. Not going to rise. The water's going to fall.
That's it. The water's going to fall because, oh, yeah, that's the oxygen. The oxygen's got to go
mm-hmm.
away. That's why the oxygen,
mm-hmm.
the water will fall. That's awesome. You get that, Carol?
Yeah.
And that reveals the structures underneath the sea.
And
they don't
and,
rise.
And,
the water
and,
disappears.
And just like we burned all of the West, remember when we burned all the West to get that carbon? We're going to set the sky on fire. And all the oxygen
right.
is going to burn out of the air. It's going to burn, and it's going to give you the aurora borealis, a bad name.
Yep.
Burn all the oxygen off. And then when it starts falling, then the earth and then the vulgar things and the seeds going to start coming out because they some nasty things in the water. Y'all talking about what y'all fucking up in the moon. You need to go on down a little deeper. Bob, you ain't swimming deep enough. Go a little bit deeper, biggin. You see what's going
okay.
on. Go a little deeper. Mm-hmm. It's some
right.
nasty
so these
things. They're going to come out.
Yes. The symbol of what's in the water that's coming out is the BAT2 virus. That's one of the first
as
things.
Well.
It's the diminishing in the water. And,
well. But there's some aliens that's been real comfortable down there for a long time, too. They're going to get poked, too. You'll poke everything,
oh,
Bobby.
Yeah.
You don't care what it is. You'll poke things.
Right.
So now you
so
got a whole
will...
other thing that they've not had interaction with humans because they think they stink because they do.
Yeah, you're getting into the Anunnaki thing you're going to talk about next time or further down the road here.
Whenever you get yourself together, Bob. We don't want to distract you.
Yeah.
Now. You're doing too good. we don't get you too carried away now. We don't want to overload. We don't want any sensory perception overload. It might be more than you can take.
Right. I have the island south of Chile is called Friendship Island, and it disappears occasionally, humans report. Is that connected
so
to the
Maui.
World of...
So does
okay.
Maui.
All right. So Friendship Island is not disappearing because it's near the alien base in Antarctica. Nothing to do with that.
No. What happens is it basically moves. It's moving and it moves.
Is that what goes on in what is the Bermuda Triangle? Is that a different phenomenon than something
that's
moving?
A different phenomenon. No, that's different. That's different. We've talked about this to death, and then you always bring up the same topics, and we always say the same things. And you say, Diane, you always say the same goddamn thing. We keep asking the same goddamn questions. We keep answering the same answers because we don't change our words. Maybe we can say, okay. 14 times when you asked this, we said this, but now we're going to say something different just to kind of make it interesting. Then poor Bert going to have to sort them out, lay them out like them flashcards to see which one's going to be the most voted, the one most likely not to be voted off
right.
the island. So, now, what were you asking again?
yeah, you got numb by your own hoit petard, the Bermuda Triangle phenomenon.
We talked about that 1,000 times. That is a star gate, remember? The Bermuda Triangle is a large star gate, and it's fixed. There's very few. All the gates are open now, but that's one that's fixed. And so from a frequency position, the same aliens that gave the technology that allowed cell towers to triangulate signal is the same example of Bermuda, the Bermuda Triangle, and the Horns of Bimini.
You mean the phenomenon there is similar to the cell towers that were given to us by
triangulation.
Aliens. And the triangulation is created by aliens, and Bermuda Triangle is one of their products.
Well, now we're not positive about that, but you can check with Sylvia Brown. She's done a lot of work on that.
Yeah.
She can...
or Dolores Cannon. What about Dolores Cannon?
No.
She knows about
that. Lord, no. She just tells you what it feels like when you got the Bermuda Triangle in your hoo-hoo. When you got in your hoo-hoo, she tells you how you feel. But Sylvia
right.
Brown, she'd take you all the way through there. It wasn't right, but she'd take you all the way through there. It's great fun.
So this Stargate that's the Bermuda Triangle, is it a similar thing that's in the sun that the trip to Andromeda is going to go through?
No. That's different. That's when it goes supernova. That sun's going supernova because you have no need of it. After Earth is gone, you have no need of it. Everybody running around thinking like everybody's going to go, I'm going to go live in Mars and I've got something in my anus, and I'm going to see what Saturn is. And they keep finding, losing Neptune. I don't even know what it's over. Pluto. Fuck Pluto. We can't even keep up with that no more. Then we add another one. Then we add another one out there that nobody else can seem to find or figure out. But we know all about everything. We got our Milky Way mapped out pretty good. We know what's going on here. Yeah, hell yeah. Don't tell me nothing. I know all this. So anyway, there's nothing else out there. So once this goes, then the rest of the Milky Way can just go ahead where it was going anyway and be done.
Into Andromeda. It's getting eaten up by Andromeda.
Or stripped. Or stripped for parts. Maybe that's a better way to say it. Stripped for parts.
Okay, so you say the Bermuda Triangulation is fixed. What's the word fixed mean as opposed to other phenomena?
A constant.
And you're saying aliens created it?
Yeah.
The aliens
Angel, alien, yeah. See, it kind of gets a little ambiguously vague there, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay, that's excellent. So we'll wrap up with this.
Okay.
We're looking at this week's distraction provided by the tech body is the Johnny Depp Amber Heard argument in court.
Yeah.
Now,
an argument. That is not an argument. Stop. You're going to mess it up. That is not an argument. That is an audition for a movie.
They're preparing something?
Yeah. They're auditioning to see if they can get a movie. They're trying to get a job. They're trying to get a gig.
A movie about themselves and their problems?
You'll see. You'll see. They don't have any problems, Bob. He slapped me. You deserved it, bitch. No, I didn't. You were drunk. I don't drink. I'm an alcoholic, but I don't like alcohol. I said, no, I don't. I don't inhale. God damn it! Don't you say that about me. I'll beat the fuck out of you one more time. Bam! There goes the china again. He threw things at me. It was your china. What else was I supposed to throw? You know, it's basically a job interview. They're trying to get Martin Scorsese to make one more movie about it. So we can get
but did they create this need for a job because they already got fired by Disney or something? It's a fallout from the Disney
effect. No. Who cares? Bob, you know, I mean, now, true, he has a lot of money. Okay, fine. He does a lot of stuff. Okay, fine. But he's got a ton of money, and he still gets stuff. It's like Carolyn. He gets, 10 cents a book? Carolyn still gets 10 cents a book when people buy the book from him. So it's a lot. It builds up over time. They're still doing the book, you see. So this money still flows. This money still flows. But the problem is you come along after a place and he can't get new gigs because he's all strung out all over the place. See, he don't even have. He hadn't been married to her for 4 or 5 years now. Fuck, why would this come up now? Who cares? Have you not moved on? If you're so wonderful, you can't work, so now you're going to sue her for $100 million or $150 million.
Wait, you're saying that they had problems for the last 5 years and they should have had the suit 5 years ago? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, hell yeah. The only reason they're having the suit now is because she wrote an op-ed that didn't use his name that talked about she was an abused cancel culture creature. And it was terrible what she had to live through. And see, and so they all intimated that was Depp, or he did, and said, bitch, I will sue you for defamation because you ruined me. You ruined my life. You ruined my life. And so.
Now, that was all. About. You're suggesting that was planned by them behind the scenes.
Yeah.
They're acting out a scenario, which is an ad.
Why would you wait till just below the statute of limitations to now lay it out here for a month now? It's been going on as long as the Ukrainian fucking war. And then they're just got the
frozen
argument. And now they got the psychologist saying that she's the one that's fucked up and he's the innocent little lamb and that he loved her and did everything for her and la 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 la. Meanwhile, he's drinking $50,000 bottles of wine or $50,000 worth of wine a month or a day, whatever distracts him, and blowing it up. You can do that. You don't need $100 million.
Right. So, did she shit on his pillow? Did he do all that drinking? Are they making up that stuff in their plan, in their script?
No. But it's got to be just like Pirates of the Caribbean or Caribbean, depending on where you're from. You got to have Captain Jack got to be a scallywag. He's got to be the antiphonal side of this perfect life of living, you see.
Right.
My three sons. My Three Sons doesn't work in this plot. See, it's got
right.
to be more. It's got to be more Married with Children. It's got to be more like Married with Children, the show.
Yeah, that's what Married I was going to get to. The
yeah.
So they're planning that they prepared all this, and the psychiatrist comes in on Johnny's side and says, "Yes, Amber showed all the symptoms of her mental illness." Does the psychiatrist models that she cites that are used in the psychiatric profession, are they based on anything real? Is that all bullshit in the
psychiatric world? And what they actually said, you got to look at the transcripts. They said that she came from the culture that was like the Church of the Subgenius. Say that on the air.
Yeah.
It is like a Church of the Subgenius.
They never said Church of Subgenius. That's bullshit.
They
Jeff said McLuhan and Joyce. He never said that.
They did.
Nobody could find
any
reference to that.
They did. They did. You need to look at the footage. You need to look at the footage. We'll find it. We'll post it. We'll put it on the Wikipedia.
She's doing the eve. She's out there snipping the leaves just outside of the paradise. She has to work and do
the
fucking trims of the plants.
Just whack it. Just chop it.
Yeah, whack it.
Tell her I'll buy her some Roundup and she can do scorched earth. It'll be great. It'll be nothing there. It'll be gone. We won't have nothing to worry about.
Yeah. Now, I was leading
scorched
to the point
earth.
Is that Johnny Depp and Amber are acting out Adam and Eve either what happened to them after they ate the apple or after they got kicked out of the garden. But they're acting out little man has fallen, right? And the dilemmas they get into, including the scheming to get back into the Garden of Eden. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make a movie, make a lot of money, and get somewhere they don't think they are.
And I made hundreds of millions of dollars as an actor, and I still have all that money, and I just don't feel good. I don't know. It's not now. Now, why can't I feel good again? I want to have some productive living or whatever. Okie dokie.
I want slack.
I want slack. And everybody still love me. God damn it, you forgot about me, motherfucker. I am not as narcissistic as Bob, but I want to be.
I'm not as narcissistic as Bob. Do nothing but save the world. Now, that's a gig if you can get it. Of course, I got it, so nobody else gets it. So everybody's acting out a pale imitation of what they hope they could have done, but they're not Bob, as I've always said. You're not me, and you're not meeting with the aliens, so you're stuck there with your fentanyl addiction and screaming at your fake Eve. All right. Okay, we will end with that point, and other than the usual addendum, which is